Diners Pub has is the 24 awesome rotating draft beers. Vegas' best appetizers to match. So join us in supporting your Las Vegas Aviators, Golden Knights, Lights, Aces, and the Raiders as we make history in Vegas. Diners, the Nevada-style pub at 8410 West Cheyenne, 1750 North Buffalo, and Las Vegas Boulevard at Windmill. Diners, I love this place.
Hi, it's Ashley here from Southern Nevada's newest luxury dealership, Jaguar Land Rover Henderson. If you're looking for a new or certified pre-owned Jaguar or Land Rover, your search is finally over. We're increasing both of these inventory levels rapidly to serve our growing demand. Come and enjoy our unmatched service and ownership experience at Finley Automotive's newest luxury dealership, Jaguar Land Rover Henderson, located in the Valley Auto Mall or online at jlrhenderson.com.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.valleyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Moments away from first pitch as Colin Palouse, wearing the whole white-on-white primary uniforms, gets his final warm-up tosses in prior to first pitch. Our umpiring crew this evening, behind home plate, calling balls and strikes, Trevor Daniger, David Arrieta down the first baseline with Matt Brown opposite him at third. It is a picture-perfect Wednesday night for some baseball. The coldness has gone away. There is no wind to speak of and no clouds above as the Aviators and the Dodgers set to get it going for the third time in 3 days. Third game out of six coming up. And fresh off of receiving the first pitch from his son, Sammy Langer, it is the man, the myth, the legend, Russ Langer. Russ, welcome in. Get you on the saddle on the play-by-play. Congratulations on game number 3,000 on the call.
Thank you, Matt. So it's funny because this, by now it's, we're going to start tomorrow for another 3,000, God willing. But thank you very much for that. And meanwhile, I got to ice my hand because Sammy just blazed it in there. So anyway, that's a lot of fun. And appreciate, again, everybody who's helped to make this ridiculously fun career possible. All right, Colin Palouse, 6'3", 230. He is going to be 25 on the 11th of June. He was born in Baltimore, went to Wake Forest, drafted in 2019 by Oakland in the ninth round. Big righty delivers a fastball, call strike at the knees, 0-1 to Drew Avens. We are underway at Las Vegas Ballpark. Now, here's an understatement. The Aviators are hungry for a win, all right? I think everybody knows that. The Dodgers off to a good start. Oklahoma City's 4-1. Flip those numbers around for Las Vegas. They're 1-4. That pitch steams in there for a strike at 90 miles an hour. Nothing and two on Drew Avens. Avens was 0-5 yesterday, left-handed hitting center fielder, and those are his only five at-bats in the series. Oklahoma City trying to make it three straight over the Aviators. Palouse comes back, and that fastball rides high at 92. One ball and two strikes. My thanks to you, Matt, for being willing to do the pregame show while I was down there basking in the glow of my son's fireball first pitch. One ball and two strikes. Palouse comes home. And there's a high pop fly, shallow left, Smith going out. Cody Thomas calls him off, coming in, and makes a one-handed grab, drifting a few steps to his left. One down for Michael Busch.
So far, so good for Palouse. He's coming off of a three-inning outing on opening day in Reno where he was knocked around. No other way to put it. Really didn't generate a lot of swings and misses. So he's looking not only to get the fastball located down in the zone more so today, but really figuring out which secondary pitch he's going to go with primarily.
That's the key, what you just said, Matt, is stay down in the zone. He was elevating some of his pitches in Reno, and you can't get away with that against that Reno lineup, especially in that ballpark. Fastball is a strike to Busch, and the count is 0-1 as Busch starts off at 273. He's played in all three games of the series, 1 out of 9 so far. Left-handed hitting second baseman Palouse, who was at Double-A Midland almost exclusively last year. There's a ground ball up the middle, base hit for Michael Busch. Over to cut it off is center fielder J.J. Blade. And stopping at first base is Busch. One on, one out. The batter Luke Williams setting Las Vegas defensively for this one. Tyler Soderstrom at first. Jordan Diaz at second. The shortstop Kevin Smith. At third base is Jonah Bride. In left field, Cody Thomas. J.J. Blade in center. Taylor Wade in right. And Kyle McCann behind the plate for Colin Palouse. At Midland last year, Palouse 24 games, all but two of them starts. 10-7 with a 5.58 ERA. Here's the pitch to Luke Williams. Down and in ball one, a double leg straightener moving him away. Williams opens up today at 3.16. He is 2 out of 9 in the series. Right-handed hitting shortstop for Oklahoma City. Bush, about three steps or so off first. Soderstrom anchors the bag there waiting. Aviators in their white home uniforms. Here's the stretch by Pelus. And a 1-0. And that slider comes in high at 83, ball two. Two balls and no strikes on Luke Williams. We'll have the scores for you moving forward in both the Pacific Coast League and the Major Leagues. Later on, we'll have the Ted Weins trivia question for you. The sports books have Matt odds on favor to get this one right. He's due. Pitch foul back. Fastball at 92. 2-1 on Luke Williams.
That's just because I don't have a lot of competition, at least on air. I'm sure there's people yelling out the answer for our first two quite quickly, a lot faster than I did.
Two balls and one strike on Luke Williams. I don't know. Those weren't exactly softball questions, first two games. We'll see what we can do on this one. Steven Duggar waits on deck. Pelus set, working from the first base side of the rubber, delivers. Fastball inside of the belt buckle. It's now 3-1 on Luke Williams.
So the fastball was in there at 92. Pelus has been up as high as 95, 96 even, in spring training in his first outing of the year. Basically, his fastball changeup also throws a slider, and every now and then will mix in the cutter.
3-1 stretch and a pitch. Fastball lifted foul back and out of play. That one got up to 93. Full count with one out, so we'll see if they decide to send Bush here. The Dodgers managed by Travis Barbary. The Aviators are skippered by the 2019 Pacific Coast League Manager of the Year, Fran Reardon. Now, Pelus looks in. McCann sets up the target in the outside half of the plate. Bush off of first does not go, and there's a good fastball swung on and missed. That ball had some cut away from Williams at 92. First strikeout for Pelus. Two outs, and the batter, Steven Duggar.
The fastball is the put-away pitch. That's why Colin Pelus just a little bit different, and he was one of the guys that really, really upped his profile in that 2020 season that was lost. He came back and was throwing a ton harder when he returned for spring training 2021 and ever since then.
Duggar, former Sacramento Rivercat, is the DH tonight for Oklahoma City, hitting cleanup. Left-handed batter swings and fouls a fastball at the plate. Strike one, 91 miles an hour. Duggar, a 176. He's 2-for-9 in this series, DHing here. D-U-G-G-A-R, Steven Duggar. Wales from Spartanburg, South Carolina. Bush takes his lead off of first base, the pitch. Fastball crackles in high at 92. And it's one ball and one strike. Cody Thomas, step or two toward the line and left. Blade about straight away, medium depth in center. Taylor Wade pretty far off the line and right. Not much of a breeze to speak of now. It's a little cool, but a very pleasant overall night. Supposed to warm up quite a bit tomorrow and then the next day, and then we're going to get close to 80. There's a pitch down low, and it's two balls and a strike on Steven Duggar. Pelus, the Oakland Athletics like his work ethic. And, of course, the player development aspect of Pelus' career took a step back in 2020 with no season. So, that's, of course, that affects everybody. The fastball is inside, and the count is 3-1 on Steven Duggar. Pelus was not assigned to the alternate training site that year, so he committed to an at-home workout plan tailored to increase his leg strength. And he added several pounds of muscle. He showed up in instructional league showing a lot more velocity. And he's had no problem with that, certainly. Swing and a miss. Fastball at 91. It's 3-2.
And he's just one of those guys you look at and you say, that is a starting pitcher. He is every inch of 6'3", every pound of 230. A nice, quiet guy who really just kind of goes about his business day to day.
Bush will run on the 3-2 with two outs. Top of the first, no score. Here's the stretch by Pelus. The runner goes, and a fastball foul back at 92, right off the netting. Still 3-2 on Steven Duggar. Oakland, their player development people have also commented on Pelus' aggressive mentality, but they'd like to see him develop that third pitch, that changeup. They believe this fastball and slider are slightly above average. Changeup, still a work in progress. Bush goes again, and Duggar this time takes inside ball four. That walk extends the inning. Two on, two out for Ryan Ward.
The walk's never really a big issue for Palouse in his career, and including this year. That's just his second, although limited inning so far. He's going to look for a ground ball here to get out of the inning.
Well, Palouse, one of the things they wanted him to do after his first year or two as a pro, as Ward, left-handed hitting first baseman, stands in now. And he checks in a 2-11, two out of five in the series of the double and a triple. Pitch is a little inside, ball one, 1-0. They wanted him to reshape his slider. So he went to the, well, what you might consider the logical place for that, the Athletics staff astrophysicist, Samantha Schultz, an analyst whose work helps in finding the most effective angles for breaking balls. Pitch is a strike, and it's now 1-1. David Forrest, the A's GM, made Schultz part of the organization's innovative analytics department, and she's been a big help. One ball and one strike to count. Bush at second, Duggar at first, two down. Top of the first, just underway at Las Vegas Ballpark. Palouse delivers. Fly ball to deep left toward the corner. Thomas racing back. Cody is going to watch that one slice fair into the corner. One run will score. Here comes Duggar around third. The relay from Kevin Smith, not in time. It's a two-run opposite field double by Ward, his third hit of the series, his second double, and the Dodgers are off and running. They lead by a score of 2-0.
A good piece of opposite hitting field, or opposite field hitting there by Ward. Not quite sure if Thomas thought that one was going to be fouled. There's no, really no room down that left field line into the corner. Thomas slowed up like he thought it was going to be about a foot or two foul, and instead it drops just fair. Both Trevor Daniger and Matt Brown down that left field line, as far as the umpires go, called it immediately, so they saw something off the bat that Thomas did.
Now Ben DeLuzio steps in, so the Dodgers get to Palouse right away, and the walk to Duggar is really what set it up. The pitch is a strike, 1-1 on DeLuzio. DeLuzio played in game one. He was 0-for-1, but he walked three times, stole a base, and scored twice. Very quick. Right-handed batter, slightly open stance, wearing number 88. Here's the look. Palouse delivers. High fly ball to left center up in the twilight. Blade wants it, and the Aviator center fielder squeezes it near the bill of his cap. The inning is over, but the Dodgers strike for a quick two on two hits. No errors and one man left. And at the end of half an inning of play, Dodgers 2, Las Vegas against Matt Andrees coming up.
Strike three, you're out.
Are you tired of striking out with copier sales companies? Hit a home run with AIS, proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators. We do more than just sell copiers and printers. We also provide phone systems and IT support. Everything your business needs to grow. We're different. We're local. We listen and we care. All while providing service you'll fall in love with. Let's have a conversation about your business. Call us today at 702-951-4AIS or visit us online at AIS-now.com. Worry less with AIS. Yes.
The world's best pizza, and you made it.
I made it.
But what if no one could taste it because they couldn't find it to order online?
Sad.
Very sad. Luckily, 99.9% reliability from Cox Business Internet does more than help with everyday tasks. It helps connect your business to your customers.
Order up!
So the world's best pizza can finally reach the world. Visit coxbusiness.com for details. All services subject to Cox Business General Terms.
Snacks? Fuel? Ice cold drinks? Green Valley Grocery has all your bases covered. With locations across the valley, it's easy to slide in for whatever you need. Green Valley Grocery, proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators.
Finley Chevrolet is Nevada's number one Chevrolet volume dealership. Again, find new roads.
F-I-N-D-L-A-Y. Finley Chevy is a place to buy. Home of the...
And a hearty welcome back to Las Vegas Ballpark. All right, the Dodgers got two to back up Matt Andrees. And if you please, it's Matthew Lee Andrees, A-N-D-R-I-E-S-E, 6'2", 225. And he's been around the block, 33 years old, from Redlands, California, went to UC Riverside. First pitch to Kevin Smith, foul back out of play, strike one, it's 0-1. And Andrees making his second start of the year with the Dodgers. He made a start against Tacoma, had no decision in that game. Starts off with a 6.75 ERA in the one game. Smith takes low. Kevin Smith hitting .389. He's got four home runs. He didn't play yesterday, but in game one, he was 2-for-4 with a walk. Tyler Soderstrom on deck. Andrees was San Diego's third-round pick way back in 2011. Breaking ball outside at 80. Ball two, it's 2-1. Big league time with Tampa. Several parts of several years, the Diamondbacks, briefly with the Angels, briefly again with the Red Sox 2 years ago, and the Mariners. We'll have arm, we'll travel. There's a strike. Smith up there with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes.
So 2 years ago, Andrees made the opening day roster for the Red Sox. Spent last year with the Yomiuri Giants in Tokyo. The NPB, 5-2 record, 2.86 ERA, good numbers.
Smith foul tips it at the plate, staying alive with a 2-2 pitch, off-speed pitch at 82 miles an hour. Andrees graduated from Redlands East Valley High School. Back-to-back Citrus Belt League Championships. Andrees was a big part of that. As a senior, he was 9-2 with an ERA under 1. Pitch foul back, 2-2. And his brother played parts of a couple of years as a first baseman in the Pirates system. And Andrees, Southern California all the way. Laker fan, Angels, USC football. But he does like the Niners, too.
I wonder how that one happened.
It's for a cousin or something up there. Anyway, 2 balls and 2 strikes. And the pitch. Smith takes low. Ball three. It is 3-2 now.
Tell you what, the weather tonight is good as it's been in the last couple of weeks here in Southern Nevada. No wind. I've got the window open in front of me. And shameless plug, it's the first time this year. The first two games, way too cool for that.
There's a big one hopper to third, glove by Mann. He zeroes in on Ward and throws out Kevin Smith. One out in the bottom of the first, and the batter Tyler Soderstrom was 1 out of 8 in the series with a double hitting .353 in the early going. Give you an idea of how long Andrees has been around. January of 2014, Tampa traded pitchers Alex Torres and Jesse Hahn to San Diego. Pitches low, ball one. To get Logan Forsythe, pitcher Brad Boxberger, Andrees, and Matt Lawless. I mean, those are names I haven't heard in 10 years, at least. And then they got infielder Max Tissenbaum in the deal also. There's the 1-0 to Soderstrom, and he takes a strike. It is 1-1.
Now, Tissenbaum's a name I don't know if I've ever heard.
Yeah, that'll get you, 85 points in Scrabble, I would think. Here's the 2-2 now. Foul tip into the mitt of Patrick Mazika. And they count 1-2 on Tyler Soderstrom. Again, he was overseas last year, as Matt mentioned, and the Dodgers signed him as a free agent. Fastball, cutter, splitter, curveball, changeup is what he throws. Soderstrom's out on strikes. And that 88-mile-an-hour pitch got him swinging. Two outs. On that strikeout, Jonah Bride comes up 88 miles an hour on that pitch.
You won't see Soderstrom get fooled like that often. That pitch was high and tight from the start. He had his mind made up prior, waved and missed at that high heater.
Andrees describes himself as a ground ball guy. He deals a strike to Jonah Bride, 0-1. Bride is kind of a line drive guy, hitting .353 so far. Did not play in game two yesterday, but in game one he did play. Going 0-for-4, the pitch. Breaking ball in for a strike. Took something off at 79. That's a pretty pitch. 0-2 is the count.
And Andrees dipping into the bag of tricks early. He's thrown a four-seam fastball, changeup, a curveball, and a cutter already.
Fastball up and away at 89. 1 ball and 2 strikes is the count. One thing about Andrees, he's been durable. He's had a little time on the injured list over the years, but nothing too serious. No surgeries or anything. Breaking ball low. Ball two. 2-2 on Tulsa native Jonah Bride. In the field, the Dodgers with Ryan Ward at first, Michael Bush at second, Luke Williams at short, Devin Mann at third, Ben DeLuzio in left, Drew Avens in center, Michael Reed is in right, making his first appearance in the series, and Patrick Mazika catching. The pitch is waved at and missed. Pitch was outside, and he chased it. 1-2-3 go the Aviators in the first as Andrees gets a ground out and a couple of strikeouts after one. Dodgers 2, Las Vegas nothing.
If you need to sell your house,
talk to Aaron Taylor.
You want to sell it fast and get the most cash, talk to Aaron Taylor,
the real estate guy.
Hey, Dad, how's the housing market right now?
Well, kid, inventory is dropping and sales are beginning to rise.
Well, that's fantastic to hear.
So why should I use the Real Estate Guy team if I want to buy or sell?
Great question, son. We offer zero interest cash advances for all sellers, do all repairs if necessary, and offer free attorney representation on all short sales.
Wow. Sounds like everything the Real Estate Guy does is truly to help their clients.
Well, it sure is. Hey, and don't forget, we buy ugly, ugly, and uglier houses in 5 days or less, always giving our client top dollar.
Yes, we do. We have seen it all. We understand that you may not want anyone else in your home, but you still need to sell. So call Nevada's number one real estate brand,
The Real Estate Guy.
Today, 702-310-6683. EXP Realty, license number 38886. Call for details.
Talk to Aaron Taylor,
The Real Estate Guy.
STN Sports is the only sports betting app you need this season. STN Sports has it all. In-play betting, mobile parlay cards, the Play Plus card to fund and withdraw from anywhere in Nevada, and the latest lines on every game. STN Sports even lets you earn points for every bet. Safe and easy betting from your phone or tablet. Go to StationCasinoSports.com or sign up at any Station Casino, Wildfire, or the El Cortez. Details available at all sportsbooks.
Errol Smith taking us into the second inning. 2-0 Dodgers. Colin Palouse trying for a bounce back inning. You joined us late. A one out single up the middle by Michael Bush. Then with two outs, Stephen Duggar drew a walk, and Ryan Ward lofted a fly ball landing deep in the left field corner. Barely fair, but got the two runs in. Devin Mann, right-handed hitting third baseman, hitting seven, takes ball one, and Palouse comes right back on the 1-0, and is a high fly ball to center. Blade trying to find it now. He appears to be tracking it, waiting. He's got it, and there is one out in the Dodgers' second inning. And one thing Palouse would dearly love, after giving up two in the first, would be a relatively easy inning if he can get it.
Yeah, the one thing he's done well already so far in the small sample size tonight is retired the leadoff batter. He's gotten a couple of lazy flyouts from Avens and Mann. It's going to be about adding on. Second batter of the first was the Bush single, so now he'll go after Patrick Mazika.
Mazika 0-for-3 with a walk in game one. All three outs were strikeouts. Fastball's low, ball one, 1-0. Mazika hitting .286. The other catcher on the Oklahoma City roster, Hunter Fiducia, who caught yesterday. Fiducia looked good back there.
A lot
of good movement.
Oh, yeah.
Here's the 1-0. Line drive into center field. Here comes Blade. He's got a plant and a bounce. Base hit. There is the third hit for Oklahoma City and Mazika's first hit of the series. The switch hitting center fielder, Michael Reed, comes up now. Checked out. Right fielder is Michael Reed.
If you were tuned in last year, it was Buddy Reed playing with his birth first name of Michael this year. Switch hitting outfielder. Latching on with the Dodgers organization. He is about as toolsy as it gets. It's just a matter of putting it all together consistently at the AAA level.
Played multiple sports as an amateur. Here's the pitch. He looks at a strike, and the count is 0-1. Reed spent parts of the last 2 years in the Oakland organization and with the Aviators. Opened the year last year with them. And a pitch is high. Ball one. One ball and one strike to count.
One slight difference now that we're getting a look at him in the box is he's got the hands held further away from the body. Last year they were pretty far behind his shoulder. It ended in a lot of strikeouts and rollovers from the left side. He's a switch hitter.
Swing and a miss. Threw a fastball by him at 91. One ball and two strikes to count. Reed, born in the Bronx, went to the University of Florida. Originally drafted by San Diego in the second-round pick back in 2016. 2 years ago in Vegas, he hit .247 with a homer, 13 batted in. The 1-2 pitch. Fastball, swung on a miss, strike three, dialed it up to 92 and threw it by him. So, the artist formerly known as Buddy, now Michael Reed, out on strikes. Second strikeout for Palouse. And with two outs, the batter Drew Avens now. Avens opened a game with a pop fly to left fielder Cody Thomas. And the breaking ball's outside, ball one, 1-0.
Prior to that offering, Mazika was bouncing towards second base. Heard somebody from the Aviators dugout yell for Palouse to step off. Instead, he's standing statue-like and basically waited it out. Now Mazika just about two steps off the base.
Damon's a solid year for Oklahoma City last year. Pitches inside 2-0. He hit 282, seven homers, 48 batted in. But again, the big number, 40 steals and 47 tries, and that's why he's leading off. He's 0-6 in this series, though. But the Aviator's done a good job so far of keeping this speedster off the bases. Mazika off first. Right in front of him is Soderstrom. He does not have a big lead. And that pitch is over, but low. Now it's 3-0 on Avens. Michael Busch on deck. Avens out of Alabaster, Alabama. 26 years old. Palouse set with a 3-0. Mazika hands on his knees off first, just a couple of steps. And that pitch jumps in there for a strike, and it's 3-1 now. Outfield straight away. Again, it's a calm evening. And we hope you join us tomorrow. Tonight's $2 beers. Tomorrow, fireworks for game four of the six-game series. Here's the 3-1 pitch on the way. Inside, ball four. Well, he's faced 10 hitters. He's walked two of them. He's given up three hits and two runs. And the batter, Michael Busch, who stroked a single up the middle his first time around. One of the better prospects in the Dodgers system. And, of course, you got to be good to get called up if you're with Oklahoma City, because the Dodger system is just so deep. And it's as competitive as really any farm system you can think of.
Yeah, it's aided by the success at the major league level, obviously, that they don't necessarily need to rush any of their top prospects up. They can let them, you know, ruminate, simmer a bit, if you will, here at AAA, kind of get settled into the day-to-day routine that comes with being a major league player. And one of the, you know, biggest differences in AAA now versus AAA 30, 40 years ago is that the facilities are almost the same. The attention to detail is almost the same. The nutrition and weightlifting plans are almost the exact same. And it's really now, more so than ever, just the half a step below the major leagues.
Now, here's Busch. Brian Corey, the pitching coach, out for a brief chat with Palouse. Brian back in the dugout now. Fastball foul back. He challenged him. Strike one. 0-1 on Michael Busch. Born in Davenport, Iowa. And he went to Iowa State. Dodgers fourth round pick. Here's the strike one now. Palouse checks the runners, delivers. High fly ball to left field. Playable for Cody Thomas. Cody looking up into the Vegas nighttime. Trots in, makes the one-handed catch, and the inning is over. In the bottom, rather, the top of the second. Yes, no runs. One hit for the Dodgers. No errors. They leave two this time. Then at the end of an inning and a half, Oklahoma City 2, the Aviators nothing.
You've been hearing all about the Purple mattresses, and you've probably been saying, I really want to get one of those, but... Well, there are no buts now. Hi, I'm Dave Mizrahi, owner of Best Mattress. We're closing out all our best-selling Purple models to make room for the new ones. They all gotta go, and you can save $800 on a Purple sleep system. So get that Purple you've been wanting. I guarantee you'll love it. We've got quick delivery and easy financing, too. Best Mattress. Sleep easy, friends.
Laughlin is a place to indulge, relax, and have new adventures. So when you see the lights of Laughlin shining off the Colorado River, you know that the food is good, the people are friendly, and the excitement is real. Plan your trip at visitlaughlin.com.
Welcome to Mesquite. Welcome to golf, dining, outdoor recreation, gaming, and fun for the whole family. All in one convenient location. Plan your quick escape at visitmesquite.com.
Steiner, the Nevada Style Pub invites you to play the best tavern, keno, and video poker in Vegas. Promos are how we roll to make the most of your gaming dollars here with us. Come play our proud partner gaming promotion, Fly Aviators Fly, and receive daily free play, bonuses, and more. With a chance to win awesome brand of prizes and big money for all the jackpots each week. It's not only great gaming that Steiner's Pub has, it's the 24 awesome rotating draft beers, Vegas' best appetizers to match. So join us in supporting your Las Vegas Aviators, Golden Knights, Lights, Aces, and the Raiders as we make history in Vegas. Steiner, the Nevada Style Pub at 8410 West Cheyenne, 1750 North Buffalo, and Las Vegas Boulevard at Windmill. Steiner's, I love this place.
All right, welcome on back. Along with Matt Nevert, Russ Langer with you. America First Credit Union is proud to sponsor the Las Vegas Aviators. America First products, tools, and services can help you, your family, or your business reach any financial goal faster. So become a member today at AmericaFirst.com. There's a drive inside third base hit down the line for Cody Thomas. Ball picked up by DeLuzio, and Cody Thomas steams into second base with a stand-up double.
Second double of the year for Thomas. It's his second hit of the series as well, and he has a shorter, you know, normally pull side swing, but he does such a good job going to that part of the opposite field specifically. He really lets it rip down the opposite field line. Remember the bases clearing walk-off winner against Sugar Land last year to complete the 9-run comeback was on a very similarly rolled ball.
J.J. Blade checks in for Las Vegas. He takes a breaking ball. It falls in there for a strike. Curveball at 79. 0-1. So Thomas now 2 out of 5 in the series. And at double lifts his average to 353. Blade's at 273. He went 0 for 4 yesterday. Did not play in game 1 of the series. 2-0 Dodgers. Bottom of the second, the pitch. Fastball foul back. Strike 2. 0-2. Blade, former Marlin, originally from Danville, Pennsylvania. Jordan Diaz is on deck. 0-2. The stretch by Andrees. A look back at second where Thomas is. Cody runs well. Fastball's low. One ball and two strikes the count. Andrees. Big league time with Tampa, the Diamondbacks, Angels, Red Sox, and Seattle. And we talked about Japan also. Breaking ball low at 82. Two balls and two strikes the count.
In 63 innings for Yamamoto last year, 56 strikeouts to 14 walks. That's a 4-1 ratio. So he is going to be all over the zone, if not anything else. He also has a deep, deep arsenal as far as the pitch mix.
Here's the 2-2 now. There's a ground ball in the right field. That's a base hit. Thomas being held up by Fran Reardon as Reed fires it in on one hop to the catcher, Mazika. Buddy Reed, now Michael Reed, always a strong arm, and that's what prevented Cody from scoring, but he's at third base. Runners at the corners and nobody out. Blade, one for one of the batter, Jordan Diaz.
And typically, a third base coach is going to be more conservative with nobody out. You have a little bit more room for error. But having Reed here last year and the year before for a brief stint kind of gives them an extra scouting report. And that's probably the best tool in the arsenal for Michael Reed is the arm. So Fran knew that down the third base side and held Thomas at third to set up a runners in the corner situation for the top bat on ball hitter in the lineup.
Jordan Diaz up now. Jordan, first week of the season, off to a 250 start. No homers. He was 2 for 8 in the series. Off third base, Thomas. Blade, who also runs well, is at first. The pitch. Ground ball fair. Inside third, down the line, and the Aviators are on the board. The ball comes to rest in the foul line, but DeLuzio gets it. Thomas scores. Here comes Blade. The throw to second gets away. So racing for third base is Diaz. The ball goes all the way to the first base dugout. Thomas scores. Blade scores. And the throw from DeLuzio, who likely will be charged with an error, went all the way to the steps on the far end of the dugout. And the game is now tied at 2.
And the error is charged to DeLuzio. Really heads up Reed in the third base coaching box by Fran Reardon. He was waving Blade way early because DeLuzio came up and was immediately looking and rotating his entire body towards second base. So the great Reed basically gifts them the extra base with DeLuzio trying to rush the throw.
So Diaz picks up a couple of RBIs to tie the game. And the Aviators begin the tremendous offense they showed in Reno. And it was a good offense in game one here, though Oklahoma City won that game 7-6. Fastball strike to McCann. Yesterday they were really handcuffed by Gavin Stone and the Dodger bullpen. But now they're back in business with a couple of runs here. Diaz at third, nobody out. McCann at 167, 1 for 4 yesterday with a run scored. Left-handed batter takes inside. Georgia native Kyle McCann. Nobody out in the bottom of the second. Game tied at 2.
Already more runs across the plate for the Aviators tonight than all of yesterday. They had a run on 3 hits through the first 7 batters of the game yesterday and then didn't record another base hit the rest of the way out. Nobody reached scoring position even.
And a pitch. Ground ball to second. This will get the run in. Ball picked up by Bush. He throws up McCann, but McCann picks up the RBI. Diaz crosses the plate. Las Vegas has the lead for the first time by a score 3-2. So the double by Diaz and two RBIs. The throwing error by DeLuzio getting Diaz to third. And good situational hitting. McCann did what he had to do. Get a little roller to Bush. One out, nobody on for the left-handed hitting DH, Trenton Brooks.
And in a situation like that, the defense usually will tell you what they're going to do on a ground ball based on their positioning. They were shaded deep. They were going to trade the run for the out all the way on a ground ball.
There's a strike. 0-1 to Brooks, hitting 182. Trenton was 0 for 3 yesterday, his only appearance in the series so far. An outfielder who's DHing. Anyway, going back to his high school days, Andries, and the pitch is a breaking ball for ball one. 1-1. His high school baseball team at Redlands East Valley High was Tyler Chatwood. Not a bad 1-2 punch for a high school team. 1-1. Brooks from the San Diego area. It's a bounding ball up the first base side, foul. Glove near the coaching box by Ryan Ward. 1-2 on Trenton Brooks. Give you an idea how long Andries has been around. When he made his way to AAA in the Padres system, it was the Tucson Padres. No such animal anymore.
Was that before or after the Sidewinders in Tucson?
That's during.
Oh, same thing.
Actually, no. Padres, the pitch is low, 2-2. The Padres came after the Sidewinders. When they were the Sidewinders, they were a Diamondbacks affiliate. Then that franchise moved to Reno, and then came the Padres, and they left. 2-2.
Movement of minor league franchises is fascinating for those who haven't been able to check it out.
There's a slow bounder toward third, charge by Mann, who gloves and throws and gets Brooks, and there are two outs. Slow bounding ball. The batter, Tyler Wade, now. Back 2017, Andries was the fifth starter in the Tampa organization and started off that year strong. He was 5-1 with a 3.5 ERA and 12 starts before he fell victim to a stress reaction in his hip and moved to the 60-day injured list. Did not come back until late August. Pitches inside, ball one on Tyler Wade. Wade hitting 235. 1-for-7 thus far in the series. Bottom of the second, the game tied at 2. Anyway, June of 2018, Tampa traded Andries to Arizona. There's a foul ball in the air to the left, out of play. One ball and one strike to count. And he came back to the Diamondbacks in 2019. Got into 54 games. And it's 5-5, a 4.71 ERA. Then he got traded to the Angels for Jeremy Beasley, January 2020. Relieved Shohei Ohtani in his first outing as an Angel. Pitch missing, 2-1 on Tyler Wade. Red Sox signed him as a free agent going into 2021, but he had a tough time. He was ERA of 6 and was designated for assignment in mid-August. The pitch is a strike. Sinker at 89. 2-2 to count on Tyler Wade. After his release, he was signed by Seattle in August of 2021. And we mentioned Yomiuri Giants in Japan, now the Dodger organization. There's a bounding ball at the first base side, foul. Wade out in front of that 83-mile-an-hour pitch. The former Yankee, 2 balls and 2 strikes is the count. Andries and his wife have 2 sons. In the inning, by the way, Thomas doubled, took third on Blade's single. Diaz doubled them both in, took third on a throwing error by DeLuzio, the left fielder. McCann grounded out to knock in Diaz and break the tie. Pitch is strike 3, called at the knees. Pitch had some cut on it at 89. The inning is over. 3 strikeouts for Andries on the night, but the Aviators take the lead. They get 3 runs on 3 hits. 1 error. No one left after 2. Las Vegas 3, the Dodgers 2.
Next up is power hitter and player favorite, Buffalo. Talk about impressive game. Buffalo slots by Aristocrat Gaming are real crowd pleasers. Check out Aristocrat Gaming's winning lineup of slot games at a casino near you. Aristocrat Gaming, a proud partner of the Las Vegas Aviators.
Gambling problem? Please contact the U.S. National Problem Gambling Helpline at 1-800-522-4700 for 21 and older.
Just can't it. yes, it hits me so hard. Makes me say, oh, my Lord, thank you for giving me a big brown. Can't you catch this grease? No good when it goes down the pipes and the drains and it heads into town. I know with this pan, no pain in the drain, put it in the can. For more information about how you can keep fat, oil, grease, and grit out of the drain, visit painofthedrain.com.
Hey, Aviators fans, I'm Carla Perez from the Valley Health System. We're proud to be the official healthcare partner of your Las Vegas Aviators. Our network of hospitals, physician practices, and outpatient services cover every base in the Valley and all along the Strip. While nobody wants to go to the hospital, you'll feel confident when you discover the Valley Health System and all we have to offer your home team.
Learn more at valleyhealthsystemlv.com. Physicians are not employees or agents of the system.
All right, welcome back. A little Tom Petty at the end of the third inning. Russ Langer with Matt Nevert, the Aviators. Hungry for a win. One up and four down out of the starting gate. They've lost the first two games of their home schedule here to Oklahoma City after dropping two out of three in Reno to begin the season. Colin Palouse has a lead now for the first time, 3-2, facing the 3-4 and 5 Dodgers in the third, beginning with a number three hitter, Luke Williams. Ground ball fouled outside third. Strike one. Fastball at 90. Williams struck out swinging in the first. Steven Duggar, the cleanup man, then Ryan Ward to follow. Scoreboard, third inning. Dodgers lead the Diamondbacks in Arizona. 1-0. Dodgers are 4-2. Diamondbacks have split their first six. A lot of finals to tell you about in the big leagues, too. Palouse with the 0-1 pitch to Luke Williams now. Just missed low. 1-1 to count. Boston beat Detroit 6-3 behind Chris Sale.
I was going to ask you, if it feels like there's a lot more day games at the beginning part of the season than towards the middle of the schedule.
I think that's the case.
By design.
Kenley Jansen got the save. The pitch, swing and a miss. 1-2. Toronto beat Kansas City 6-3.
I was going to say, just a quick note on that Red Sox game. Chris Sale started the game off throwing eight straight balls, put two runners on, struck out the side to follow, and then continued the success throughout the rest of the outing.
Yeah, he found his niche. All right, 1-2 on Williams. Nobody on, nobody out. Top of the third, 3-2. The Aviators lead here in Game 3 over the Oklahoma City Dodgers. Palouse, big, strong right-hander set to go. Here's his 1-2 pitch. Fastball pop foul to the right, slicing out of play. 93 miles an hour. It's generally where Palouse will top out in terms of velocity. 1-2. Giants piled up 20 hits in Chicago, and they beat the White Sox handily 16-6. Rockies beat Washington 1-0. Rockies are 3-4. The Nationals are 1-6. And there's another foul to the right out of play. 1-2. Atlanta beat San Diego 7-6. And four postponements. Marlins at the Mets, Reds in Philadelphia, Yankees at Baltimore, the Astros in Minnesota.
How about all postponed yesterday? All four of those.
Ground ball to the hole at short, backhanded by Smith. Long throw to first base, not in time. That's an infield hit for Luke Williams. Good effort by Smith, but not much Kevin can do about that one.
Yeah, that one, just a victim of the exit velocity. If that thing's hit harder and he's able to get a glove on, it gives him an extra second or two to make that throw. But instead, a little bit of a slower roller. He had to be just a bit quicker than he was and really unable to make that play. Although a good look, that'll go a long way with the scouting department of the Athletics and other franchises, taking a look at the arm strength of Smith.
That's four hits for Oklahoma City. Williams has a good lead over there, probably four steps. The pitch, up and away, ball one to Duggar, who walked and scored his first time around.
Williams 2-for-2 in stolen base attempts on the year. Swiped a bag in the opening game of this series in the seventh inning.
The runner goes, and the pitch is ball two, and that's the second time that's happened in this series, where a Dodger runner has broken for a stolen base attempt with the Aviator pitcher still in a set position, not having broken from the stretch. And Palouse, had he stepped off, he might have had his man, but Duggar took the pitch. Williams, essentially an uncontested steal a second. Here's the 2-0. High fly down the left field line. Racing over is Thomas toward foul territory. He's out of room. 2-1.
Back to the steal. As you mentioned, the second time in 2 days that the Dodgers have done this against the Aviators starting pitcher specifically. So there's a read that they are on it. They are ready to go from the start. And as you mentioned, almost uncontested. They didn't even cover the base. That's how easily Williams swiped it.
2-1. Williams leads off second. Shortstop Smith behind him. Here's the pitch. Fastball swung on a miss, 2-2. Threw it right by him. Ryan Ward is on deck.
You said it earlier. A little bit of run towards the glove side on that fastball from Pelus. That would last one at 92 with a little bit of movement. Kind of the inverse of a two-seam.
Pitch up and in. 3-2 now. Pitch came in at 92. Pelus holds the glove up against the left side of his chest. Right foot on the rubber. Has this sign from McCann. And the pitch. Fastball foul back out of play. It remains 3-2. We're talking about the increased number of stolen bases with the limited pickoff throws in the big leagues and the larger bases. Baltimore Orioles, they've got a former Aviator to head up their speed staff, Jorge Mateo, from the 2019 season. And the team racked up 10 stolen bases in the first two games of the season. The most by a team in the first two games since 1900. Good breaking ball. Swung on and missed, strike three. One out for Ryan Ward. That's three strikeouts for Pelus. He needed that one. Ward doubled in the left field corner to knock in both Dodger runs in the first.
Mateo, who led Major League Baseball in stolen bases last year, kind of at the forefront of the rejuvenation of the running game. Guys like Bobby Witt, Corbin Carroll, this young crop of players that's come up with some of these rule changes, taking advantage in terms of steals.
First pitch, fastball, foul back by Ward. Strike one, 91 miles an hour. Ward is 3-for-6 in the series, hitting 250 for the year. Williams at second, one out. We're in the top of the third. 3-2 in favor of the Las Vegas Aviators tonight in Game 3. Pelus, long-haired right-hander stretches. And the pitch. High fly ball to straightaway center. Blade a couple of steps to his right. Tagging is Williams. The catch is made. Williams going to third. The throw by Blade comes in on one bounce to Kevin Smith. And Williams, who does run well, advances to third on a fly ball to center by Ward. Williams at third with two outs for Ben DeLuzio.
Well, last one just got legs in midair. Initially thought it was kind of peculiar to see Williams tagging up at second on a lazy fly ball to left center field, and then that thing just kept on moving towards the fence. Blade gave it everything he could, but the throw late and up the line, easily taking through is Williams.
All right, here's DeLuzio. He finished up the first inning with a fly out to center. Pelus set at the bell, a glance at third where Williams is taking his lead. Here's the pitch. Fastball foul to the right out of play. Strike one, 0-1. 3-2 Aviators in the top of inning number three. Yankee rookie Anthony Volpe speaking of speeds. Went up to a nice career. He got a steal in each of his first three games. Only the fifth player since 1900 with a steal in each of his first three games. Billy Hamilton did it last 9 years ago. Here now is the 0-1 pitch to Ben DeLuzio. Is a ground ball wide of third to his left to glove at his Bride. He sets and throws and gets his man by a step. Good play by Jonah Bride gliding to his left. And the leadoff single by Williams. And the stolen base, inconsequential. No runs, one hit, no errors, one left. After 2.5, Las Vegas 3, Oklahoma City 2.
Since 1939, America First has been helping people pursue their financial goals. And as we have, we've become one of the largest credit unions in the country. The reason why is simple. It's because every day we do our very best to help each person, family, and business we serve to realize their individual dreams and achieve financial well-being. True to our name, we always strive to put our members and employees first. So come join us and let us put you first. America First Credit Union. Federally insured by NCUA.
The Las Vegas Review-Journal is a proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators. You can find all your breaking news, sports, weather, business, and entertainment stories in print and online. Plus, stay informed and on the go with the Review-Journal 7-7, a 7-minute newscast from the largest and most trusted news source in Nevada. Find it all at ReviewJournal.com.
Are you driven by an adventurous heart? Is your passion for the road satisfied through every turn? Is your quest to explore the world waiting for you? If so, Findlay Subaru of Las Vegas shares your spirit. Find a Subaru model that's perfect for you at Findlay Subaru of Las Vegas, located on the 215 Beltway between Rainbow and Jones. Go where love takes you. Findlay, home to Subaru for over 50 years. We've been here, we'll be here. SubaruofLasVegas.com.
Alrighty, welcome on back. Thank my wife Courtney and son Sammy for helping out on the pregame festivities. Sammy fried out the radar gun with that pitch, which I was able to catch. I don't know. You know, sometimes you catch the ball, sometimes the ball catches you. Breaking ball up and in, ball one to Kevin Smith. One ball and no strikes.
I saw the frame job. Try to bring that thing back over the outside corner.
Yeah.
I would have called it a strike. I don't know about the ABS.
Well, nobody knows about the ABS. It's still a mystery. The pitch is low. 2-0 on Smith, who grounded out to third. His first time up. Kevin was up with a 3-0 count. And then Andries came back to get him. And now it's 2-0. 3-2 Las Vegas in the bottom of the third. Top of the order, Soderstrom on deck. Big swing and a miss, an uppercut. 2-1. Jonah Bride in the hold.
So, Russ, 3,000 games. I know you've been asked this ad nauseum today, but what's been the biggest difference between game one and game number 3K?
Well, because game number 3K, the pregame guest was Don Logan. Game number one, it was Cap Anson. The pitch is a ground ball to short. To his right is Williams. Just kidding. Throw on the first base. He's got it. And there is one out. Cap Anson would have been pre-radio, so that's kind of a kind of a gaffe. But anyway,
sure we're paying attention.
Yeah, no, it's. I think certainly, you know, back in 2000, it was the Las Vegas Stars. So I've been here for the Stars, 51s, and Aviators. And, you know, at that point, it was Cashman Field. Dwayne Espy was the manager that first year. There's a fly ball down the left field line, shallow. This could be trouble for the Dodgers, but it falls foul. Man chasing it, and the ball did slice foul off the bat of Soderstrom, who struck out his first time up. It's 0-1. But I can still remember Joe Vitiello and Chris Prieto and Ben Davis, switch-hitting catcher. He was a monstrous guy for a catcher. And, you know, guys like that, they just made it fun. And Ralph Milliard, you had Woody Williams and other guys on the mound, and it was a tremendous amount of fun. And that was the first year the ballpark in Memphis opened. Of course, there was the league geographically far different than it is today, pitch in the dirt, 1-1. So the travel was different, and there was not one day off automatically per week as you have now, which, you know, that made it a little more challenging for the players. Here's the 1-1 pitch on the way. Soderstrom lines it foul, a one hop off the screen in front of the first base dugout, and some of the Aviators bail back into the bench area. 1-2.
Do you have a favorite team or a favorite year that sticks out?
Well, most recently, the 2019 Aviators, it was just a magical year. The first year of this incredible ballpark, the team was outstanding, probably should have won the whole thing. And fell just short of doing that. There's a pop-up into shallow center. DeLuzio comes in from left. Avens is going to let DeLuzio take it, and he's got it. And Soderstrom is 0-2. And the batter, Jonah Bride, who struck out swinging his first time up. But going back, the 2002 team, a Dodger affiliate under Brad Mills, and Don Logan was talking about Brad Mills on the pregame show tonight. We appreciate having Don on. I know you thanked him as well, Matt. And that was a tremendous team with guys like Joe Thurston and company. I mean, Joe Thurston had 200 hits. Who gets 200 hits in a minor league season? And then from there, that breaking ball is a strike, going 1-1 to Jonah Bride. 3-2 Aviators now in the bottom of the third. Certainly, during the Toronto days, there were some great players and great personalities. And then the Mets came along. Wally Backman, a great manager, pitch outside, 1-1. Wally called me the other day. He's managing it. Independent ball, Long Island, and every once in a while he'll call me and ask me about a player that they're thinking about signing. But a tremendously fun guy to be around for the 4 years he was here. Breaking ball low, 2-1. Of course, Noah Syndergaard and Jake DeGrom and Rafael Montero. And I mean, it just goes on and on and on. Michael Conforto. And, Brandon Nimmo. Here's the 2-1 now to Jonah Bride. Swinging a foul tip into the mitt of Mazika on a fastball. It's 2-2. And some tremendous individual accomplishments also. So it's been tremendous. It's been quite a ride. And I'm happy that it's been a situation where I've been able to stay in touch with a lot of the great personalities. And that's always fun, too. Ground ball wide of first. Ward has it. Feeds Andries at the bag ahead of Bride. That's a 3-1 ground out. And the Aviators go out in order in the third inning against Andries, who described himself as a ground ball guy. Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 ground outs in the first three innings. And at the end of three, Aviators 3, Dodgers 2.
The Las Vegas Aviators are landing in your ears on Raider Nation Radio 920 AM, KRLB Las Vegas.
Since 1939, America First has been helping people pursue their financial goals. And as we have, we've become one of the largest credit unions in the country. The reason why is simple. It's because every day we do our very best to help each person, family, and business we serve to realize their individual dreams and achieve financial well-being. True to our name, we always strive to put our members and employees first. So come join us and let us put you first. America First Credit Union. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.valleyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
The world's best pizza, and you made it.
I made it.
But what if no one could taste it because they couldn't find it to order online?
Sad.
Very sad. Luckily, 99.9% reliability from Cox Business Internet does more than help with everyday tasks. It helps connect your business to your customers.
Order up!
So the world's best pizza can finally reach the world. Visit coxbusiness.com for details. All services subject to Cox Business General Terms.
All right, top of the fourth, 3-2 Las Vegas. Colin Palouse throws a strike on the inside corner, 0-1 to Devin Mann. I'm Russ Langer along with Matt Neverett. Top of the fourth inning, the Aviators with a 3-2 lead. And Palouse facing Mann, then Mazika, then Reed, the bottom three of the Dodger order. High foul to the right out of play. It is 0-2. We were talking before about some of the things that I've been privileged to see. Just a couple of months ago, I ran into former Las Vegas 51s from the Dodger days, hitting coach George Hendrick at a grocery store here in Summerlin. Swing and a miss, strike three. Mann is out of there. Palouse gets his fourth strikeout. And we had a great chat. And George was, in his playing days, he was known as Silent George. He was not big on the media. But what a player and a great coach. A lot of the players from that era, Nick Theodoro, Matt Kemp, John Lindsay, people like that, just would swear by George Hendrick and his ability to coach and coach well. And it was great to see George. Here's the pitch. Fastball. Fly ball to left field. That's where Cody Thomas hangs out. Cody trots in, pulls up, makes a one-handed catch near the left shoulder. Mazika had singled in his first at-bat. He's 1-for-2. Palouse trying for his first 1-2-3 inning, and it's Michael Reed, known last year as Buddy Reed. One of the most memorable moments, certainly, was I think it was in 03 when the team was a Dodger affiliate in a home game at Cashman Field against, I believe it was Tacoma. Left-handed pitcher Lindsey Goleen threw a no-hitter. There's a strike on one. That's unusual enough, but Lindsey Goleen was, if it were possible to look up soft-tossing lefty in the dictionary, you'd see a picture of Lindsey Goleen. I don't think he threw it more than 82 miles an hour. Pitch fouled away 0-2. But he had a terrific changeup and a decent breaking ball. And I can still see Larry Barnes catching the line drive and stepping on first for a double play to end that no-hitter. And it's hard to believe. That's a solid 20 years ago. Pitches up and in. 1-2 on Michael Reed.
Is that the only no-hitter in that stretch?
In that stretch, yes. I actually saw a no-hitter at Cashman Field when I was Phoenix Firebirds broadcaster. It was Tim Worrell of the Stars. Here's the 1-2 pitch on the way. Fastball called third strike near the outside corner. Reed looks up at the sky, but the machine says what it says. And Palouz has retired six in a row and seven of the last eight. And he collects his fifth strikeout. So he's already looked a lot better than he did in Reno. 1-2-3 go the Dodgers for the first time to the bottom of the fourth inning. Las Vegas 3 and Oklahoma City 2.
Hi, I'm Susan Feniger, chef of Barbecue Mexicana and Pachamamas at the Las Vegas ballpark. You guys coming out for a ball game this season and looking for something different to eat? Visit us on the main level for mouthwatering burritos and much more from Barbecue Mexicana and delicious chicken or veggie skewers from our Pachamamas cart. No matter what your craving is, we've got something for everyone. So come check us out. We'd love to see you. And by the way, go Aviators.
From Sunset Park to Boulder City and everywhere in between, life is better when you're driving a Chevy from Henderson Chevrolet. Whether you're taking the kids to the big game or just out running errands, the team at Henderson Chevy has you covered. Our highly trained and knowledgeable experts will help you find the right car or truck for your budget and your lifestyle. We'll focus on the best price, service, and selection while you focus on living that Henderson life. Henderson Chevrolet in the Valley Auto Mall. Find new roads. Visit hendersonchevy.com.
The Las Vegas Review-Journal is a proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators. You can find all your breaking news, sports, weather, business, and entertainment stories in print and online. Plus, stay informed and on the go with the Review-Journal 7-7, a 7-minute newscast from the largest and most trusted news source in Nevada. Find it all at ReviewJournal.com.
Jackson, not Shoeless Joe, the other side of the pond, taking us into the bottom of the fourth inning along with Matt Nevert, Russ Langer, Las Vegas leading 3-2. Matt Andrees, veteran righty, facing Cody Thomas, who has doubled and scored, and then J.J. Blade and Jordan Diaz. All three hit safely in the second, and they'll try see what they can do for an encore here. The first pitch, off-speed pitch at 78, missed for ball one. Left-handed batter Thomas, great athlete. And he takes a breaking ball down and in, a slider at 84. 2-0 on Cody Thomas, who has two out of five in this series. Cody hit 353. Remember, he hit for the cycle opening day in Reno. Here is the 2-0. High fly ball to left center, playable. DeLuzio wants it. Left fielder angling to his left, makes the catch. One out. Seven straight, retired by Andrees. Now, Blade, who grounded a single to right, coming up now. And we're talking about, you know, sometimes early in the season you get some things going on around baseball that are pretty unusual. Cleveland has a reliever named Tim Herron, made his big league debut Sunday in Seattle, faced four hitters and struck out all of them. If that sounds rare, it's because it is. He's the first pitcher to face at least four batters in his major league debut and strike all of them out since the mound was moved to its current distance in 1893.
That's all?
That's it. Swing and a miss. Strike one on Blade prior to 1893. And if you know this, you're good. It was 50 feet. So it moved to 60 feet 6 inches after that. There's a pop-up on the left side. Should be caught by third baseman Devin Mann. He angles to his left and drops it. It's off his glove. Picked up by Williams. And Blade will accept the gift. Very light breeze, but going to be an error on third baseman Devin Mann.
And for the kids watching at home on our MILB.TV stream or on Bally's Live, that's why you always field it above the head. The man tried to take it underhand by the belt line, and with the ball kind of corkscrewing back out towards second base, may have been the only way he could even get some leather on it. He really didn't have a good read on it as soon as that thing hit the apex and started coming down.
Diaz doubled inside third to drive in two, and he scored the tie-breaking run on Kyle McCann's ground out. Pitches outside, ball one. 1-0.
Talking about the mound being moved back, they had talked about potentially in the Atlantic League, where the Major League Baseball has been trying out a lot of new rules, moving the mound back to 62 feet even. Imagine trying to move it back another 10 feet.
There's a 1-0. Throw to first. Back in there is Blade. That's why every once in a while you'll hear someone say, well, why don't they call it the the Walter Johnson Award or the Christy Mann. Hey, listen, you, nothing against any of those guys. But one of the things about Cy Young is that he was active in the early 1890s. When they moved the mound back, again, as you point out, Matt, that's not a couple of feet, 10 feet. That ruined a lot of pitchers' careers. That's a huge adjustment, 50 feet to 60 feet. It's not like it was 57 feet and they moved it back three. No, no, 50 to 60.
And that was right after the change of it. You used to be able to tell the pitcher, hey, I want it here from 50 feet away. Then they back up the mound.
And Cy Young was able to make the adjustment, and that's titanic. And that's one of the reasons they call it the Cy Young Award, that plus a mere 511 wins. Diaz chases a breaking ball. It's 1-2.
We've talked on air before about unbreakable baseball records. I think in today's day and age, I think that is about as safe a record as there is in baseball, 511 wins.
That, Walter Johnson, 110 shutouts.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, any complete game record, may as well etch that in stone because that's never getting broken with the way that pitching staffs are managed nowadays.
1-2, Blade off first. Two errors so far for the Dodgers. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Diaz went for a low breaking ball. Throw to first by Mazika. Blade back in. So Diaz 1-for-2 with a two-run double. The batter, Kyle McCann. And if you want to talk about single season, speaking of shutouts, Grover Cleveland Alexander in 1916 threw 16 shutouts in pitching in tiny Baker Bowl in Philadelphia where you could throw a softball over the right field fence from the home plate.
I don't know of many
That's
pitchers
amazing.
That have 16 complete game shutouts for their career nowadays.
Ground ball fouled outside first. Strike 1-0-1. McCann grounded out to break the 2-2 tie. That ground out drove in Diaz. Good piece of situational hitting by McCann. Georgia native. One strike to count. Blade at first. Two down. In the bottom of the fourth. Las Vegas 3. Oklahoma City 2.
Just looking it up. As the pickoff throw goes to first, back in at first and safely is Blade. Justin Verlander, Cooperstown bound as soon as he retires, just pulled up his baseball reference page. He's got 9 complete game shutouts for a career. For a career. So to do 16 in one season, yeah, that is as unbreakable a record as any.
Sure. Here's the one strike stretch and a pitch. That's a strike. 0-2 on McCann, who, based on his body language, thought it was not a strike, but it is. And the count is 0-2. Two-strike stretch. Andrees set the pitch. McCann takes that one a little inside. Ball one. 1-2. Astros slugger Yordan Alvarez hit a notable home run of his own on Monday, the 100th of his career, and only his 372nd career game. Fifth fastest player in terms of games in ML history to get to 100 homers. Ryan Howard, Pete Alonso of the Mets, pitch inside 2-2. Gary Sanchez and Aaron Judge are the only ones to get there in fewer games than Yordan Alvarez, who, when he was here as a visiting player for Round Rock, made life miserable for Las Vegas pitchers. You can believe that. And they weren't alone. Nobody in the league wanted to face him. The 2-2, McCann takes up and in. It's gone from 0-2 to 3-2 now.
I was going to say, if it makes any of those arms feel better, he's terrorizing a lot of Hall of Fame-level pitchers in the major leagues now. I mean, Alvarez, one of the preeminent left-handed bats in today's game.
By the way, we mentioned Chris Sale got the win for the Red Sox. That's notable because it's his first win since 2021. Been battling all kinds of injuries. Here's the 3-2 now. The runner goes. McCann. It's a lazy fly ball to shallow left. DeLuzio has it lined up and makes the one-handed catch. The inning is over. The Aviators don't score in the fourth. No runs, no hits, one error, one left. Into the fifth. Las Vegas 3, Oklahoma City 2.
Hi, I'm Dave Mizrahi, owner of Best Mattress. Seems like I'm always telling you about one sale or another. Well, right now, we're not having a sale. Nope, we're having a mattress inventory closeout event. We have to make room for our new models, so you got me over a barrel, folks, because everything's got to go. Everything. Save big on select Serta, Sealy, Beautyrest, Tempur-Pedic, and Purple models. The very best brands at the very best prices. Quick delivery and easy financing, too. Best Mattress. Sleep easy, friends.
Come see why thousands have made the switch to Findlay Chevrolet. 215 at South Rainbow. Find new roads.
F-I-N-D-L-A-Y. Findlay Chevy is a place to buy. Home of the...
Your Las Vegas Aviators take on the Salt Lake Bees this week. Tuesday, April 11th, your Aviators transform into Reyes de Plata.
¡Qué bueno!
Wednesday, the 12th, it's Bark in the Park. Thursday, the 13th, $2 beer night. Friday, the 14th, it's free beanie night.
Yeah, that's a home run.
Saturday, the 15th, it's free jersey night. And Sunday, the 16th, kids can run the bases. Aviators baseball. Free parking, good food, big fun, and great baseball. Get your tickets at aviatorslv.com. Life's just better at Las Vegas Ball. Park.
Snacks, fuel, ice cold drinks. Green Valley Grocery has all your bases covered. With locations across the valley, it's easy to slide in for whatever you need. Green Valley Grocery, proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators.
Hey, welcome on back. Along with Matt Nebert, Russ Langer here, we head to the fifth inning. The Aviators lost the first game of the series, their home opener, two nights ago, 7-6. Dodgers dominated them yesterday, 8-1. And now Las Vegas leading 3-2. Colin Palouse tries to become the first Aviator pitcher to complete five innings in a start. Your fifth inning play-by-play belongs to Matt Nebert.
Thank you much, Russ. Top of the Oklahoma City lineup, due up against the Las Vegas starter. Drew Avins in from the left side. As a leadoff batter swings at the first pitch, punches it straight back on a foul ball that clears the screen, falls behind nothing and one in his third plate appearance. Avins flied out to left to begin the contest. Walked in the second. Still the only, or rather one of two free passes that Palouse has issued. He'll work out of the stretch on 0-1. Gets a high fly ball, playable in left center. Cody Thomas heads in, calls off the center fielder J.J. Bleda and grabs that wind-aided ball for out number one. The wind starting to blow towards right center field, and you know, we noticed it in the last half inning that the wind's starting to wreak havoc on fly balls, especially towards left field. So Avins flies out to left field and brings up Michael Busch with nobody on and one out here in the fifth. Aviators clinging on to a 3-2 lead, which they gained in the second inning. No runs for either side since, no base runners either. Right on left matchup here with one out as Michael Busch jackknifes away from this first pitch fastball inside at 91. One of the top prospects in the Dodgers organization. Busch, one of two tonight. Two of 11 in the series. Singled and scored in the first. Flying out to Thomas in left and the second. Swings here. Grounds one down the first base side, but it's called foul. Home plate umpire Trevor Daniger immediately coming out and putting both hands skyward to signal the foul ball. Busch got it off the front foot. So he'll hobble around behind the left-hand batter's box as Daniger wipes off home plate. Looking towards the Aviator dugout as he calls for another set of baseballs from the bat boy. Just a professional courtesy to give Busch an opportunity to try to walk off that foul ball to the toe. So far for Colin Palouse, 68 pitches, 46 of them have been for strikes. And while he has not been overly dominant, five strikeouts, couple of walks, two runs on four hits, he's already garnered more swings and misses tonight than he did in his season opening outing against Reno. Five swings and misses on his 79 pitches in that game. None of them on his changeup, which is his top put-out breaking pitch. Busch back in from the left. So sore toe and all. Here's the 1-1 from Palouse. Swing and a miss on a fastball elevated. And the count goes one ball, two strikes. Palouse has thrown now 57 fastballs. Five changeups and seven sliders. I think the game plan to simplify the arsenal has been an effective one tonight. Here's his 1-2 to Busch. The right-hander deals. Busch swings and grounds one back up the middle and through. Busch did pass the second baseman Diaz as it scooped up and right by Wade. Busch now 2-for-3 on the night and make him 3-of-12 on the series. One out and one on here in the fifth inning is Luke Williams. Shortstop stands in from the right, 1-of-2 with a stolen base and a strikeout in his two prior plate appearances. We welcome those of you joined on our Bally's live feed. You get involved in the chat room. Ask Russ and I any questions you want. Checking out our trivia as well here in this half inning. First pitch from Palouse. Hammered to left field. Going back is Thomas. Left fielder will turn it around and watch it bounce off the fence. His throw goes straight to second as Williams tries to turn it into a double. He slides in feet first and safely with a two-bagger, his second of the year. Second hit of the night moves Bush from first to third. And with one out, a couple of runners in scoring position, it's Steven Duggar, the DH, due up against Palouse.
Williams, with a little more loft, has a home run right there. Line drive off the padded wall. Good play by Cody Thomas to play the carom and fire it in. But it was a little off target. Jordan Diaz making the catch of that throw, but Williams does get a double. So now the Dodgers threaten. Second and third, one out for the cleanup man, Steven Duggar.
Five of the seven hits so far on the year for Williams have been for extra bases, including that double in the fifth inning, his second two-bagger of the year. So here's the left-handed hitting Duggar. He's walked and struck out so far. Watches as the first pitch fastball misses inside for a called ball one. Duggar, the most recent Dodger to touch up home plate for a run, scoring all the way from first base on the Ryan Ward double in the first inning. Ward waits on deck now. The 1-0 from Palouse, hit high, shallow to left center field. Charging is Thomas. Tagging at third is Bush. Thomas makes the catch. Bush feigns a run to the plate, but the throw cut off by shortstop Kevin Smith, and it'll go as a flyout to left for Duggar. Neither runner able to advance. It was Bryant on the cutoff, as Smith did a good job to get all the way around behind third base, just in case applying the tag to Bush. So flyout to left, followed by a base hit and a double, followed by another flyout to left, and that brings up Ryan Ward.
And speaking of good arms, a nice throw by Cody Thomas. One of the things that I recall looking back at the 3,000 game, that when the team was a Dodger affiliate, there was a right fielder named Luke Allen who had an unbelievable arm. It was Vladimir Guerrero-esque.
First pitch from Palouse to Ward is hit on the ground to the right side. Stabbed by the second baseman Diaz in shallow right center. His throw is low but picked out at first by Tyler Soderstrom. High exit velocity there from Ward. Diaz able to glove it and fire to first for the out. No runs on two hits, no errors, and a pair of runners left on base for Oklahoma City. And with that, we played half a ball game. 4.5 innings down, 4.5 to go. Aviators bat in the bottom of the fifth, leading 3-2.
Since 1939, America First has been helping people pursue their financial goals. And as we have, we've become one of the largest credit unions in the country. The reason why is simple. It's because every day we do our very best to help each person, family, and business we serve to realize their individual dreams and achieve financial well-being. True to our name, we always strive to put our members and employees first. So come join us and let us put you first. America First Credit Union. Federally insured by NCUA.
If you're ready to sell your car, AutoNation makes it as easy as A, B, C. A, any AutoNation store. B, bring in your car. C, check on the spot. It doesn't get simpler than that. AutoNation will buy your car, whether you buy ours or not. You'll get a check on the spot in as fast as 30 minutes, so you can turn it into cash now. Sell your car fast at AutoNation. Visit AutoNation.com.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
It was a beautiful day. Sun beat down. I had the radio.
Welcome back, friends. And Russ Langer with Matt Neverett. And here's Matt.
Thank you, Russ. First pitch in there for a called strike to Trenton Brooks. Brooks, Wade, and Smith. First three batters due up here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Aviators lead the Dodgers 3-2 as Brooks backs away from this pitch. In by the hip for a called ball one to even up the count. Brooks 0-for-1 with the ground out to third base in the second inning. Serving as the designated hitter tonight. 0-for-4 in the series. 2-for-12 on the year is Brooks, normally an outfielder. Matt Andrees so far tonight. 68 pitches, 43 of them strikes. Here comes pitch number 69 and induces a big wave and a miss from Brooks on a pitch high and out of the zone. One ball, two strikes to the Aviators' designated hitter.
Justin Hageman is throwing in the Oklahoma City bullpen. He's not pitched yet in the series.
Rook's able to get a piece of this breaking pitch, tips it back to the screen. Count remains a ball and two strikes as the Aviators with action in the bullpen as well. So each team with a right-hander up and throwing here as we're in the bottom of the fifth inning. Aviators lead 3-2. Time called, granted late by home plate umpire Trevor Daniger. Brooks using his only timeout of the plate appearance. Looks like Garrett Acton, hard-throwing right-hander, is getting warmed up for the Aviators.
That's definitely him, yep.
He's got a pretty unique arm delivery. He's one of those guys that stands out just by looking at him warming up. Andrees Sett, here comes his 71st pitch of the night. Brooks swings and pops one straight back right over our heads. There's the roof, and the count remains one ball, two strikes. That's one of the many, many well-constructed features of Las Vegas Ballpark, is the height of the net commensurate to the height of the broadcast booth. I don't think we've had many, if any, close calls in here.
Not one. Not since 2019.
Another 1-2 pitch. This time hit in the air high and deep to right field. Reed going back. Right fielder at the track. He leaps at the wall. This one's gone. Trenton Brooks with his second home run of the year. And the Aviators now doubling up the Dodgers 4-2.
Brooks hit 11 last year, and that one, that caps off a very good at-bat, by the way. Great effort by Michael Reed jumping up on the fence. But it's out, and Las Vegas now with a 4-2 advantage in the fifth inning.
That one only, quote-unquote only, 91 miles an hour off the bat. One at a high launch angle as well, and Brooks' second long ball of the year. Here's Tyler Wade in from the left side. Right fielder today at the bottom of the lineup. Waves and misses over a changeup for strike one. Struck out looking to retire the side in a three-run scoring second. Swings and chops one to the right. Picked up by the second baseman Bush on three hops. The sidearm flip to first is well in time ahead of the speedy Wade for out number one with a run across already in the inning. As the lineup wraps back around to the top, here's Kevin Smith. 0-2 with a pair of groundouts both to the left side of the infield thus far. You can check out every MILB game this season and get in on the action with the Bally's Live app. Download today and watch every game across minor league baseball for free. And join on in with live chats, trivia questions, and more. Watch, play, and win all season long with the Bally's Live app. First pitch in the dirt to Kevin Smith. Change up at 85 from Andrees. He nears the end of the outing, trying to get through five innings full.
Got 75 pitches in the bank, 49 strikes. 4-2 Las Vegas in the fifth.
Works out of the stretch on 1-0 with nobody on base as Smith tips it straight back to the screen to even up the count.
For Palouse, he's at 74 pitches, 51 strikes, likely is finished for the day. He's got five innings in. That qualifies at this point for a win.
First Aviators starter, at least here at home, to get through four innings, let alone five. Smith grounds one to the left side. Foul ground, nice grab made by the manager, Fran Reardon. Who needs a glove? And making a young fan happy by flipping it into the seats over the tarp as well.
I needed a glove. I had used Fran's glove for the pregame ceremonial pitch. Sammy gunned it in there.
Count 1-2 to Kevin Smith. Here's the right-handed Matt Andrees rocking and firing. Smith takes up, and the count goes even. And we've seen Fran make some almost overly athletic plays over there at 30s. Not gun-shy. You see a lot of third base coaches immediately duck, dive, dodge out of the way. Not Fran the man. 2-2 pitch knocked straight back. Smith got it off the hands and clears the screen on a foul ball. Kevin Smith already with a three-home run game in the final day of the three-game opening set against Reno. Comes after he hit for the cycle in August of last year. He's done some really remarkable things in an Aviators uniform. Got up to the big leagues with Oakland last year. Andrees deals on 2-2. Smith pops it up right side. Heading back into shallow right field is Ward. Coming in is the second baseman, Bush. And Reed calls them all off from right field and makes the catch for the out as Ward and Bush collide. Bush being helped up by his first baseman. Everybody looks to be okay. And in one piece is Smith with a bombastic flyout, if you will, to drop to 0-3. And that brings up Tyler Soderstrom with nobody on. Two outs here in the fifth.
The worst kind of flyout is the bombastic ones. No question about it. Yeah, that's sort of like the Bermuda Triangle, but again, Reed, a good outfielder, able to come in and catch up to it.
9 times out of 10, you're going to want your outfielder to be the one to make that catch. Always easier to come in than to head back on a ball, especially with the wind twisting towards the right field corner. So here's the first baseman, Tyler Soderstrom. Strikeout and a flyout in his two previous at-bats. He swings here and rips one down the right field line, hooking towards the corner. It is foul.
All right, Mr. Exit Velocity, what have we got there? That ball was smoked. Hooked foul, but belted.
We'll wait for the system. I'll give it to you as soon as we got it. It's probably about 10 to 15 seconds of a delay, which is even better than it was last year. The Major League Stat Portal, year to year, gets better and better with some of the new features they add. I'm also a big fan of Baseball Savant, which is run by MLB itself. And going to Soderstrom, a line drive into center field, falling for a base hit in front of Drew Avens. Avens scoops it up and limits Soderstrom to a base hit, his second hit of the series and his seventh hit of the year. One out, two on. Let's flip that. And one on, two out for Jonah Bryant.
There you go. And one of the common dugout chestnuts is straighten it out. That's what Soderstrom just did. He narrowly missed an extra base hit with a line drive to the right field corner. Bang, base hit into center.
And it looks like that's it. Yeah, looks like it'll end the outing as Travis Barbary, the Oklahoma City manager, comes out. And he'll clap, make the points of the pen, and take the ball away from the starter, Matt Andrees, who's able to work through 4 2/3 innings. Four runs allowed to this point on 9 Aviator base hits. Hagenman in, Andrees out. We'll step aside for the pitching change here in the bottom of the fifth inning as the Aviators look to add on to their 4-2 lead.
On the Salt Lake Bees this week. Tuesday, April 11th, your Aviators transform into Reyes de Plata.
¡Qué bueno!
Wednesday, the 12th, it's Bark in the Park. Thursday, the 13th, $2 beer night. Friday, the 14th, it's free beanie night.
Yeah, that's a home run.
Saturday, the 15th, it's free jersey night. And Sunday, the 16th, kids can run the bases. Aviators baseball. Free parking, good food, big fun, and great baseball. Get your tickets at aviatorslv.com. Life's just better at Las Vegas Ballpark.
Since 1939, America First has been helping people pursue their financial goals. And as we have, we've become one of the largest credit unions in the country. The reason why is simple. It's because every day we do our very best to help each person, family, and business we serve to realize their individual dreams and achieve financial well-being. True to our name, we always strive to put our members and employees first. So come join us and let us put you first. America First Credit Union. Federally insured by NCUA.
Red Rock Resort and Casino is your Las Vegas Aviators pregame and postgame hangout destination. With a 16-screen movie theater, a 72-lane bowling center, and many award-winning restaurants and bars, you'll find something for everyone to enjoy. Located conveniently next to the Las Vegas ballpark, there's no better place to continue the fun. Red Rock Resort and Casino, a proud partner of the Las Vegas Aviators.
Six-foot-three right-hander Justin Hagenman is down low to Jonah Bryant as his first pitch misses for ball one. Hagenman in behind Matt Andrees. Six-foot-three right-hander Hagenman out of Penn State up against the third baseman Jonah Bryant for the Aviators out of South Carolina. Tyler Soderstrom on first as Bryant chops one foul down the third base side, skips past the skipper and Reardon. One ball, one strike to Bryant as Justin Hagenman makes his second outing of the year. Tossed an inning and a third prior. No runs on two hits in the opening series for Oklahoma City at home last week against Tacoma. He deals out of the stretch here with Soderstrom leading off first. 86 on the changeup, scooped up at the knees by the catcher Mazika, and it's a called strike two. Hagenman originally from Voorhees, New Jersey. 23rd round pick, in 2018 by the Dodgers. Bryant sticks the bat head out, pokes it straight back, and then will clear the yard. Keeps the count, one ball, two strikes. Andrees responsible for Tyler Soderstrom off first base. So far, 4 2/3 innings, four runs charged to the starter, three of them earned on five hits, no walks, and four strikeouts. Currently on the hook for the Dodgers. The 1-2 from Hagenman. Hit off the hands, in the air to left field, heading back towards the corner is DeLuzio. Stepping onto the warning track is the left fielder, as he's able to make the catch, retire the side, and finalize the line on the starter, Matt Andrees. Trenton Brooks with a leadoff home run extends the Aviators' lead, and after five innings of play, it's Las Vegas 4, Oklahoma City 2.
winning lineup. The Aristocrat Gaming team just keeps delivering big hit action. The crowd is going wild for their slots. The Buffalo and Lightning Link to Dollar Storm and Dragon Cash, this gaming legacy delivers. Check out Aristocrat Gaming's winning lineup of slot games at a casino near you. Aristocrat Gaming, a proud partner of the Las Vegas Aviators.
Gambling problem? Please contact the U.S. National Problem Gambling Helpline at 1-800-522-4700 for 21 and older.
You've been hearing all about the Purple mattresses, and you've probably been saying, I really want to get one of those. But, well, there are no buts now. Hi, I'm Dave Mizrahi, owner of Best Mattress. We're closing out all our best-selling Purple models to make room for the new ones. They all gotta go, and you can save $800 on a Purple sleep system. So get that Purple you've been wanting. I guarantee you'll love it. We've got quick delivery and easy financing, too. Best Mattress. Sleep easy, friends.
Snacks? Fuel? Ice cold drinks? Green Valley Grocery has all your bases covered. With locations across the valley, it's easy to slide in for whatever you need. Green Valley Grocery, proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators.
Finley Chevrolet is Nevada's number one Chevrolet volume dealership. Again, find new roads.
F-I-N-D-L-A-Y. Finley Chevy is a place to buy. Home of the...
Enter into the top of the sixth. Aviators looking for win number two on the year, looking for their first win here at Las Vegas Ballpark against the Oklahoma City Dodgers, who have taken the first two games of the series. After five innings strong from Colin Palouse on the hill, Garrett Acton takes over out of the bullpen as the hard-throwing right-hander will be up against the 6, 7, and 8 hitters in the OKC lineup. And back on the saddle on the play-by-play, here's Mr. 3000, Russ Langer.
Well, thank you very much, Matt. So we now head into the sixth, as you point out, and Garrett Acton trying to preserve a 4-2 Las Vegas lead and facing Ben DeLuzio. Fastball rides up and in ball one. Colin Palouse, a very good outing. He really turned things around from the Reno outing when he got several pitches up against a good hitting Reno lineup. This time he was given some trouble in the first. Pitch fouled away, 1-1. He gave about two runs in the first, but settled in well after that. Worked out of a couple of jams. For Palouse, five innings, two runs earned on six Dodger hits. He issued two walks, struck out five, 74 pitches, 51 strikes. He's the first Vegas starter to go five. And Acton in for his third outing of 2023, and the pitch misses 2-1 on DeLuzio.
All in all, solid for Palouse. All the damage against him came in the first inning, and a nice long stretch of batters retired in a row in the middle innings.
Fastball missing, and it's 3-1.
And really just a great bounce-back effort after he was knocked around in Reno, no other way to put it, dropping his ERA from 15 flat through three innings down to 7.88 through his second outing, much more respectable early on.
Acton from Illinois delivers fastball, that's a strike. It is 3-2 on DeLuzio, who against Palouse flied out to center, grounded out to third. Devin Mann, the number seven hitter in the Dodger lineup tonight, is on deck. Then Patrick Mazika after that. Here's the 3-2 look. Now Acton is on the back slope of the mound, batting the rosin bag around a little bit. Acton nods yes to McCann. Ready. 3-2 pitch on the way to Ben DeLuzio. Swing and a miss. Strike three. He challenged him with the 95-mile-an-hour pellet and threw it right by him. One out for Devin Mann. The Ted Weins trivia question coming up in a little bit. We're in the sixth inning here. Four runs, five hits, no errors for the Las Vegas Aviators. The Dodgers, two runs, six hits, and two errors. Mann fly to center and struck out. Standing in, right-handed batter, slightly closed stance. Acton's breaking ball finds the outside corner at 83 miles an hour. Strike one, 0-1. And a swing and a miss at another breaking ball. Two strikes on Devin Mann, the left-handed swinging catcher. Patrick Mazika is on deck.
So how about this? Time called as Acton was set way early in the pitch clock. The batter Mann in the box looking at him. Timeout called by the home plate umpire. I think he's kind of giving Acton a warning about a quick pitch.
Now to 0-2. Hard slider in the dirt, 1-2.
And Russ, we've got a question for you on our Bally's live chat. Kelsey 2621 wants to know, what would your walk-up song be? If you were out there on the diamond right now. Again, you were out there earlier.
Here's the 1-2 now. Fastball is high. On the check swing appeal at first, David Arrieta spreads his arms out, palms flat, saying ball two. Two balls and two strikes the count. I probably, my walk-up song would probably be Running Down a Dream by Tom Petty.
Definitely one that you hear often at the yard.
Because, I mean, it's symbolic in a lot of ways, but it's a great song also. Fastball low, 3-2. I mean, if there's one song that encapsulates what the minor leagues are all about, that might be it.
Absolutely.
3-2.
It's one of those songs, too, where no editing needed. You can start it right from the beginning, and it's exciting.
There's the 3-2. High foul to the right. That's going to sail back out of play. 3-2 still. Thanks for your question there, Kelsey. All right. Four runs, five hits, no errors for the Aviators as they try for their first home win. Nice crowd tonight. Certainly bigger than last night's crowd with it braving the cold temps. Fastball fouled off to the right. That's out of play. 3-2. Cool tonight, but very, very comfortable, livable in general. And tomorrow should be even nicer. Fireworks after tomorrow night's game. 3-2.
Expected to get up into the upper 70s, low 80s even. All of a sudden, summer coming quick in southern Nevada.
Here's the 3-2 again from Garrett Acton. High foul to the right, out of play. Came after him at 95. Still, three balls and two strikes.
Even just looking at the game time temperatures from this week alone, 53 on opening night Tuesday, 57 yesterday, 64 today. That's a pretty major jump in a couple of days.
Here's a 3-2 on the way to Mann. Fly ball to deep left center field. Racing back is Thomas. He's at the track looking up, and this one's off the wall. Picked up by Blade, who fires it in. And Mann caps off a very good at-bat by doubling off the fence in left center to the left of the 380 sign. So he's 1-for-3 and now 3-for-11 in the series with two doubles, and now Mazika comes up.
Yeah, third double of the year. Remember, he had that bases-clearing two-bagger in the fourth that really, in retrospect, put the game out of reach in the 8-1 defeat for Las Vegas yesterday.
All right, Mazika singled and flied out against Palouse, now facing Garrett Acton. Fastball grounded to first, knocked down by Soderstrom, who picks it up and steps on the bag to retire Mazika. On the play, Mann takes third. Well hit ball, but right at Soderstrom. Juggled it, but right near the bag, so he recovered. Two outs, and Mann at third. And here is Michael Reed, who struck out swinging against Palouse on a fastball and struck out looking on a borderline pitch to end the fourth inning. Two former teammates from last year. Swing and a miss. Strike one.
That's probably the biggest knock on Reed's offensive game is just bat-to-ball skills. A lot of swings and misses. And they're going to call a pitch clock violation on Garrett Acton.
And Liam even the count at 1-1 now.
Now Kyle McCann will smartly call time and head out to the mound, try to get on the same page with Acton. Typically when you see, at least in the AAA level now, where these guys are all used to the pitch clock, something wonky has gone on when there's a pitch clock violation. In most cases, Acton kind of just hanging out on top of the mound as the pitch clock resets.
One and one. Reed back in. Off the bag at third is Mann. Acton stretches, a look at third. Third baseman Bride is right near the edge of the grass. And the pitch foul back. 1-2. Now with two strikes, Bride will back up. You gotta respect Reed's speed and bunting ability. That's why Jonah was playing in, but now he's going to back up with two strikes. The count is 1-2.
And the Aviators have had Jonah Bride pulled in, you know, on the third base line quite often, more so than we're used to seeing.
Now the 1-2. High foul to the left, slicing out of play, 96. And Reed was late, but he lifted it foul and out of play, 1-2.
Good job by Reed to catch up to that one. That one, a laser beam from Acton, who, that's his calling card, a hard, heavy fastball.
And a pitch inside at 96. You had to jump back out of the way, ball two. 2-2 is the count. Now the look. Acton deals. Swing and a miss, strike three. A fastball at 95. He blew him away. And the inning is over. So Acton hangs a zero in the Dodgers' six. No runs, one hit. No errors. They leave Devin Mann at third. We go to the bottom of the sixth inning. Aviators 4, Dodgers 2.
From the depths of the Dollar Loan Center Arena in Henderson, Nevada, and accessed exclusively on the World Wide Web at don'tbebroke.com, I present to you the Loan Approval Machine.
Let's face it, banks don't lend money anymore, and payday loan companies charge too much. Nobody has you covered like the DLC with our signature loans up to $5,000 in less than 30 minutes. Dollar Loan Center's been in business for more than 20 years and has over 250,000 customers for a reason. We're quick, inexpensive, safe, regulated, friendly, and have a cool jingle.
Licensed by the Nevada Financial Institutions Division. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
Snacks? Fuel? Ice-cold drinks? Green Valley Grocery has all your bases covered. With locations across the valley, it's easy to slide in for whatever you need. Green Valley Grocery, proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators.
Welcome to Mesquite. Welcome to golf, dining, outdoor recreation, gaming, and fun for the whole family. All in one convenient location. Plan your quick escape at visitmesquite.com.
Welcome on back. We're in the bottom of the sixth inning. Along with Matt Neverett, I'm Russ Langer. The Aviators lead the Dodgers by a score of 4-2. Right-hand reliever Justin Hageman came in the fifth inning, inheriting one base runner with two outs, and got Jonah Mry to fly out to deep left of the warning track. So now he's going to work the bottom of the sixth to Cody Thomas, J.J. Blade, Jordan Diaz. Thomas takes ball one. Cody has doubled and scored and flied out, 1-for-2. There's a hard ground ball to second right there to glove it. On the forehand side is Bush. He throws out the hustling Cody Thomas. Well hit ball, but Cody's 1-for-3. One out of the batter, J.J. Blade. There's a bounding ball to second. And Bush, getting some fielding practice, throws out Blade, who's retired for the first time. He had singled and scored and reached on an error earlier. The J.J. 1-for-3. Hageman now has only thrown 8 pitches, and he's got 3 outs. 2 outs, and here's Diaz, who has doubled in 2 runs and scored and has also struck out. Bottom of the sixth inning. The Aviators hanging on to a 4-2 lead. 7 hits for the Dodgers, 5 for the Aviators. One of the Aviator hits, a home run by Trenton Brooks, leading off the fifth inning. Pitch outside, ball one. 6,862. Substantially more than last night, but we expect even a bigger crowd tomorrow for the fireworks. 7:05 start. Swing and a miss. 1-1 on Jordan Diaz. And that one comes in low, ball two. 2 balls and a strike now. Oklahoma City has been aligned with the Dodgers for 8 seasons now. Breaking ball inside. The Dodger AAA team. Well, they used to be in Spokane years ago, way back when. Pitch foul back. 3-2 on Diaz. That franchise moved to Albuquerque in 1972 and became the Albuquerque Dukes. There was a team in Albuquerque, but it was a AA Texas League team. And then they became AAA in 72 under manager Tommy Lasorda. Yeah, pitch is a call, third strike. Diaz is out, and Hagerman throws a 1-2-3 sixth inning. He's retired all four since relieving Matt Andrees. We played six here at Las Vegas Ballpark. Aviators 4, the Dodgers 2.
Owned and operated, Ted Wien's Complete Auto Service has been supporting the Las Vegas Valley and handling all of your Bridgestone and Firestone needs since 1948. Swing on in for a set of innovative Bridgestone or durable, dependable Firestone tires today. We do auto repairs too. No job too big or small. 9 locations throughout the valley. Make an appointment today. Visit us at tedweens.com to find a location near you.
Hey, Aviators fans, I'm Carla Perez from the Valley Health System. We're proud to be the official healthcare partner of your Las Vegas Aviators. Our network of hospitals, physician practices, and outpatient services cover every base in the valley and all along the strip. While nobody wants to go to the hospital, you'll feel confident when you discover the Valley Health System and all we have to offer your home team.
Learn more at valleyhealthsystemlv.com. Physicians are not employees or agents of the system.
Come see why thousands have made the switch to Findlay Chevrolet. 215 at South Rainbow. Find new roads.
F-I-N-D-L-A-Y. Findlay Chevy is a place to buy. Home of the...
Laughlin is a place to indulge, relax, and have new adventures. So when you see the lights of Laughlin shining off the Colorado River, you know that the food is good, the people are friendly, and the excitement is real. Plan your trip at visitlaughlin.com.
That is the cure as we head to the seventh inning now. Russ Langer with Matt Neverett. 4-2 Aviators. Aviators trying to find a cure for the first couple of games, which went Oklahoma City's way. Now Garrett Acton in for his second inning in relief of Colin Palouse. Fastball strike one on the inside to Drew Avens, who against Palouse hit two fly balls to Cody Thomas in left and also drew a walk.
Well, we hadn't talked about the wind in the early part of the game. It's blowing lightly, but straight away to center field, more or less.
That pitch is inside. Ball one. One ball and one strike to count.
Palouse and Acton have done a great job holding OKC off the board since the very first inning as well.
Pitch is up and away. 94 miles an hour. Avens up with a 2-1 count. Of course, again, as we talked about, Avens is the guy you want to keep off the bases because he has very, very good base-stealing ability. Here's the 2-1 now from Garrett Acton. And it's a swing and a miss. Good low heat at 94 miles an hour. 2-2 now. And the 2-2. Fastball a little inside at 94. He's gone all the way to Avens, opening up the seventh, 3-2. Michael Busch on deck, and then Luke Williams after that. Oklahoma City got two in the first. They've threatened a few times since, but Las Vegas leads 4-2. 3-2 pitch. Foul tipped, and it goes straight back, 95. He got a little bit of it to hang in there. Count stays 3-2. Acton, 27 pitches since coming in, 17 strikes. He worked a scoreless six despite a double by Devin Mann. 3-2. And a pitch. A liner into left center field. That's in for a base hit. Thomas is on. And so Avens gets the second hit off of Acton. It's a pretty good at bat for Avens. And he got to watch him because he can really motor. Here's Michael Busch. Single and scored. Flat out and single again. 2-3.
Last one for Avens, just a prime example of why you keep your hands inside the baseball. That pitch handcuffed him for sure, but he was able to slap it the other way because he kept the hands through it and inside of the ball and just kind of knocked it over the head of Smith. And as you mentioned, you know, with the tying run at the plate, not the guy you want on first.
The stretch, Avens does not have a big lead at this point. High, lazy fly ball to left. Cody Thomas waiting. He's got it. And there's one out, so Busch first ball hunting. Now the runner going to second, the throw, he's in there. Holy mackerel. Avens tagged. Cody Thomas caught a routine fly ball in medium depth left field, and give Evans all the credit in the world. Thomas caught the ball, and then Evans started to go, hesitated for a split second and went, and the throw popped out of Diaz mitt anyway. Man, I'll tell you what, you talk about throwback. That is old school base running right there.
Really smart heads up play.
One out. Evans now at second. Pitch gets away from McCann. On that wild pitch, Evans will take third. Williams has struck out, singled and stolen a base, and doubled off the left field wall, facing Acton for the first time now.
And that's why taking that extra 90 is so important, especially in today's day and age, and especially in a tight game like this. Evans would be on second right now otherwise. Instead, he's 90 feet away from making this a one-run game. Going back to that replay, he kind of took an initial stutter step. It looked like he was just timing it out, and then all of a sudden, the pedal to the metal and was able to slide into second rather easily.
Here's the 1-0. Swing and a miss. That low fastball at 95. He tried to golf it 1-1. Williams, four hits in the series and 12 at-bats. High foul back into play. Fastball at 95. Williams hitting 364 for the year. Evans at third, one out. We're in the seventh inning. There's stirring in the Las Vegas bullpen, but nobody else is throwing yet. But I think someone else is going to start throwing in just a moment here.
Looks like Rico Garcia.
Acton looks at third. Now comes to the plate. High fly ball to left center field. It should get the run in with no problem. Right there is Cody Thomas to make the catch. Here comes Evans. And the throw to the plate is a good throw, but too late. I mean, that's a good enough throw to get some people, but it's not good enough to get Evans. Sacrifice fly by Williams cuts the Aviator lead to 4-3 here in the seventh inning. And that's where the base running by Evans on the routine fly ball left by Bush in the wild pitch, and they really manufacture that one.
If he doesn't take that extra base on the tag up, he's standing still on second base, and it's a two-run ball game instead, basically stealing the run.
Duggar has walked and scored, struck out and flied out. And it is Rico Garcia indeed throwing in the bullpen. Acton ready his pitch. Fly ball to left field. Right there, Thomas, he's a busy guy this inning. He waits and makes the catch, and the inning is over. So Thomas gets three putouts, and Oklahoma City's finished. We're going to the seventh inning stretch. The Dodgers get a run on a hit. No errors, no one left to the bottom of the seventh inning. Las Vegas 4, Oklahoma City 3.
Stop Up invites you to play the best tavern, keno, and video poker in Vegas. Promos are how we roll to make the most of your gaming dollars here with us. Come play our proud partner gaming promotion, Fly Aviators Fly, and receive daily free play, bonuses, and more. With a chance to win awesome brand of prizes and big money for all the jackpots each week. It's not only great gaming that Steiner's Pub has, it's the 24 awesome rotating draft beers. Vegas' best appetizers to match. So join us in supporting your Las Vegas Aviators, Golden Knights, Lights, Aces, and the Raiders. We make history in Vegas. Steiner, the Nevada Style Pub at 8410 West Cheyenne, 1750 North Buffalo, and Las Vegas Boulevard. At Windmill. Steiner's, I love this place.
The word iconic is often overused in the automotive world, but no one could deny the description iconic when talking about the all-new 2023 Range Rover. The redesigned 2023 Range Rover has been elevated to an all-new level of comfort and capability, and for the first time ever, seven-passenger seating is available. Come see for yourself today at Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or online at LRLV.com.
All right, bottom of the seventh inning. I got a tight one here. I'm Russ Langer along with Matt Neverett, 4-3 Aviators, and Justin Hagerman. We're gone. A perfect inning in the third, four up and four down. First pitch, fastball to Kyle McCann. Foul back out of play at 82 miles an hour. 0-1. McCann grounded out to drive in a run. And then flied out. He's 0-2 with an RBI. Ted Wiens trivia. Going back to 1971 for this question. Here's the 0-1. Fouled away. 0-2. A future Hall of Famer who was getting near the end of his career. A month shy of his 40th birthday. Homered on opening day. And then hit home runs in the next three games, which tied a major league record. Who was it? Here's the pitch. High. 1-2. Future Hall of Famer, pushing 40 years old. Opening the 71 season. Homered on opening day. Homered in the next three straight games, which at that time tied a big league record. Pitch in the dirt. 2-2. I'm seeing 55-45. Matt Neverett gets this one.
I'm trying to think of guys that kind of match that bill. I think, I don't know why, but the name Carlton Fisk popped into my mind, but he was after that.
Fouled off to the left out of play. 2-2 still. McCann fighting that pitch off.
Was it a traditionally built slugger?
Yes. But he could do more than slug in his prime. 2-2. McCann waits. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Looked like a hard sinker. 87 got him. Good pitch. Hagerman's got all five out and two strikeouts mixed in. Here's Brooks, who's grounded out. And Brooks hit a home run leading off the fifth off Andries, which is the difference in the game right now. 4-3 Las Vegas. Pitches low, ball one.
Another name that pops
into my head. I see you looking up Brooks Robinson.
I was looking at Brooks Robinson because I knew he was around then.
Your electronic cheat sheet over there.
He had finished in 1977.
There's the 1-0. High foul near the third base dugout, and that's going to go back out of play. 1-1. Tyler Wade is on deck. Aviators have been out hit 8-5, but in the column that counts, they lead by a run as they try to get their first home victory tonight on a very attractive evening, although there is light breeze blowing out to right. The 1-1. Brooks hits a pop fly foul outside third, slicing back into the lower level. Off the hands of one fan, 1-2.
I always try to think about, you know, players that you have an affinity for as far as these trivia questions. Book Powell, definitely not back then. One of your all-time favorites.
And he's not in the hall. But
that's true, so. Yes.
Change up low. 2-2 on Brooks.
That was a clue. Time called by the batter. Are we talking Harmon Killebrew?
Nope. That's decent guess. Mm. But Harmon held on for until 75 when he actually finished his career with Kansas City. But this player, you don't have to be a baseball fan to know this name. Put it that way. Ground ball foul outside first. 2-2. Iconic name in the game's history. He was an outfielder. Well, there's your extra clue. 2-2 on Trenton Brooks. The Columbus Clippers, Cleveland's AAA team. That's where he was last year. The pitch. High fly ball to center. Playable for Havens. Waiting. He's got that one. And there are two outs. Matt Neverett has a guess.
It's not Joe DiMaggio, was it?
No.
No.
Joe finished 20 years before that.
He was way
1951
done. Way
was his last year.
I may be out of this one. It's going to be another one where you say it, I throw my hands in the air.
Say what? Say hey?
No, Willie Mays.
Well, what makes you think that?
Well, when yes. You give it that clue, yeah.
Willie Mays is the answer. Yep. He hit 15 home runs before the All-Star break that year, and he was 40 years old. Pitch is a strike. 0-2.
The way
Tyler Wade.
The way that my mind works with a lot of these older players is I think of them in their prime. It's the ends of the careers that they usually get me.
Fastball high. 1-2. The next year, he was traded to the Mets. And I remember his first game of the Mets. He hit his 647th career home run in New York. And Shea Stadium erupted with Willie back in New York. Pitch low. 2-2 to count. Willie Mays. Great, great documentary on him. And if you haven't seen it, you owe it to yourself. 2-2. And a pitch outside. 3-2. Kevin Smith would be next.
Yeah, we had talked about that doc last night when I brought up the Nolan Ryan documentary on Netflix. That's going to be one that I'll have to check out on the off day Monday.
A chance to meet him when we were a Giants affiliate in Phoenix. There's a swing and a miss, strike three. Wade out on strike, so really a terrific outing by Hagenman. Seven up and seven down with three strikeouts tossed in for good measure. On to the eighth, Las Vegas 4, the Dodgers 3.
You're taking flight with the Las Vegas Aviators on Raider Nation Radio 920 AM, KRLD Las Vegas.
Win prizes with Club Ride when you ride the bus, bike, carpool, walk, or work from home. Club Ride can help you find a better way to work that will save you time and money. Plus, Club Ride gives away hundreds of prizes every month for reporting your work or school trips. Sign up at ClubRideLV.com or download the Club Ride Rewards app and start scoring prizes today. Club Ride is a free service brought to you by the Regional Transportation Commission of Southern Nevada.
Snacks? Fuel? Ice cold drinks? Green Valley Grocery has all your bases covered. With locations across the valley, it's easy to slide in for whatever you need. Green Valley Grocery, proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators.
Hey, Aviators fans, I'm Carla Perez from the Valley Health System. We're proud to be the official healthcare partner of your Las Vegas Aviators. Our network of hospitals, physician practices, and outpatient services cover every base in the valley and all along the strip. While nobody wants to go to the hospital, you'll feel confident when you discover the Valley Health System and all we have to offer your home team.
Learn more at valleyhealthsystemlv.com. Physicians are not employees or agents of the system.
Finley Chevrolet is Nevada's number one Chevrolet volume dealership. Again, find new roads.
F-I-N-D-L-A-Y. Finley Chevy is a place to buy.
Home of the...
Woo! Bruce Springsteen as we drift into the eighth inning. Along with Matt Neverett, Russ Langer here. Rico Garcia becomes the third Vegas pitcher. Right-hander's fastball is inside, ball one to Ryan Ward. So Garrett Acton goes two innings in relief of starter Colin Palouz. Acton charged with one run earned on two hits, no walks, two strikeouts. Garcia's pitching for the first time in the series, pitching for the second time this season. He worked once in Reno. Fastball's outside. It's 2-0. He looked good. That was 4 days ago. Two scoreless innings, giving up one hit. He walked two, struck out one. 34 pitches, 16 strikes. So he could have used a few more strikes, but he did throw two shutout innings in Reno. Swing and a miss. 2-1. 93-mile-an-hour fastball out of the hand of Rico Garcia. Garcia, born in Honolulu, went to Hawaii Pacific. Rockies drafted him in 2016 in the 30th round. Swing and a miss. Good fastball at 94. 2-2. He had some time in this league in Albuquerque in 2019. Big league time with the Rockies, Giants, and Orioles. Last year, AAA Norfolk, mostly out of the bullpen. 3-1 with an ERA under 2.4 and three saves for Rico Garcia. Here's the 2-2 to Ryan Ward. Left-handed batted, rolls one foul to the first base dugout. And it remains two balls and two strikes on Ward, who doubled in two runs in the first against Palouz and flied out and hit a hard ground ball that Jordan Diaz made a nice play on to flag it with two on and two out to finish the fifth inning. Here's the 2-2 from Garcia. The bearded right-hander delivers. Breaking ball outside. 3-2. Why does Rico Garcia wear number 50? Because his home state, Hawaii, is the 50th state. The Mets had a guy like that in the 80s, Sid Fernandez from Hawaii. He wore 50 for the same reason. 3-2 pitch now on the way. Ward hits a high foul outside first. Soderstrom, Diaz, and Wade, and it's going to be Soderstrom to reach and make a nice catch. I'll tell you what. It's good to have those catching skills sometimes when you're playing first base. One out.
Well, especially on those high fly balls towards the boundary. And Soderstrom's footwork has been suspect at times at first base. Not there. He dropped that left hip like a defensive back in football and was able to find it before nearly avoiding the fence. So Soderstrom coming along well at that second position. I think if he can really be a solid first baseman defensively with his already above-average defense behind home plate, he really ups his value overall as a top prospect.
Brian Hudson gets up in the Dodger pen. The pitch is up, ball one to DeLuzio. DeLuzio 0-3, 0-4 in the series. Tonight against Paluzzi, flat out and grounded out, and then he struck out against Garrett Acton, leading off the sixth. Now we're in the eighth. One out, nobody on. 4-3 Aviators. Garcia set. Here he comes. Fastball rides inside near the hip. 2-0. Third baseman Bride in a one-run game in the eighth inning is playing closer to the line than he normally would to guard against extra bases. DeLuzio standing in. Open stance from the right side. He takes a pitch just outside. It is 3-0. Rico Garcia did well in college at Hawaii Pacific. But didn't expect to be drafted, so when the Rockies called to tell him that they had drafted him, he missed the call. Hey, Rico, answer your phone. Here's a 3-0 now to DeLuzio. And that missed somewhere, ball four. Good-looking pitch, but it's ball four. Now the tying run is on, and DeLuzio can run, so Garcia's got to be concerned about him. And Devin Mann, 1-for-3 with a double, is coming up right now.
Real question about that missed call is, did they leave a message? Did they text him? You got to follow up with the guy. Which, you know, eventually all's well that ends well.
Now, when I say your phone, it came to his home phone. So he had a little bit of an excuse, I guess. Here's the pitch to Mann. There's a strike. 0-1. He's listed at 5'11", which, by his own admission, may be a tad generous. And he said it's something he's often thought about, being the shortest pitcher. Certainly for a right-hander to be that short, that's a little unusual. Here's the strike one look to Mann. Breaking ball in the dirt. Good save by McCann. McCann did two things by doing that. Number one, he kept the double play in order. Number two, he kept the tying run at first. 1-1. Mann at 167 on the young year. Three RBIs.
Garcia looking for a ground ball. DeLuzio, though, a tough guy to double up. They'll have plenty more time to first with Mann, who doesn't run nearly as well.
The 1-1. Runner goes. Pitches inside. Throw to second base. Not in time. DeLuzio too quick. McCann's throw was to the first base side of the bag. Never really had a shot. DeLuzio had a good jump. 2-1 to count on Devin Mann.
After that second successful steal tonight, both teams, the Aviators and the Dodgers, on the season, 9 of 9 in terms of stolen bases. No one's been thrown out yet on either of these teams.
Here's a 2-1 to Devin Mann. Garcia looks at second. A second glance. Now he comes to his hitter. High fly ball to left field. Boy, Cody Thomas is really having a career out there. He comes into shallow left center to make a one-handed catch. Two outs. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. That's 8 putouts for Cody Thomas. Two down. And here's Mazika. That's a big out right there. Mazika has singled flat out, and he has grounded out. Garcia talking about his height, or lack thereof. He said, you know, I know that taller pitchers have a better angle, but that has taught me that I have to stay even more down in the zone. High foul outside third. Jonah Bride going after it, but it's going to be off the top of the dugout. It hits square in the middle of the BMW logo and goes about 6 rows in. Strike one, 0-1.
And one note for Garcia talking about the height. If he were a batter, would likely be listed as shorter. We're seeing a lot of guys get bumped down because the ABS is based off of each individual batter's height. There's a neutral third party that does the measuring in spring training.
Strike one stretch. Garcia deals. High foul outside third. Here comes Bride. Bride on the grass. Bride near the tarp. Bride's got it. And Garcia hangs a very important zero in the Oklahoma City eighth inning. No runs, no hits, no errors. They leave DeLuzio at second. We go to the bottom of the eighth inning. It's still Las Vegas 4, the Oklahoma City Dodgers 3.
From the depths of the Dollar Loan Center Arena in Henderson, Nevada, and accessed exclusively on the World Wide Web at don'tbebroke.com, I present to you the Loan Approval Machine.
Let's face it, banks don't lend money anymore, and payday loan companies charge too much. Nobody has you covered like the DLC with our signature loans up to $5,000 in less than 30 minutes. Dollar Loan Center's been in business for more than 20 years and has over 250,000 customers for a reason. We're quick, inexpensive, safe, regulated, friendly, and have a cool jingle.
Licensed by Nevada Financial Institutions Division. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
At My Great Clip Salon, I get to use my skills as a stylist to make customers look and feel great. When you sit down in my chair, it's important to me to listen to what you want. And when your haircut's done, I'll save your details and clip notes so you can get the look you love at any Great Clip Salon, anywhere you are. Seeing customers light up at the end of their cut, that's what I love about my job. I'm Katie, and I'm a Great Clip Salon stylist.
Join a salon team. Visit jobs.greatclips.com.
All right, welcome back. We are in the bottom of the eighth inning. The Aviators are leading the Dodgers 4-3. And the new pitcher for the Dodgers is tall lefty Brian, B-R-Y-A-N, Hudson. Long, lean lefty, so Justin Hageman, as good as you can be. Seven up and seven down for a perfect 2 1/3 innings. Struck out 3 of the 7. Top of the order for Las Vegas against Brian Hudson. How tall is he? Well, he's 6'8". Hello. 250 pounds. He'll be 26 in a month on the 8th of May. Born in Godfrey, Illinois. Was in the Cubs organization last year at AAA Iowa and for the AA Tennessee Smokies. Here's Kevin Smith. And the pitch comes in low at 88 miles an hour. Ball one, 1-0. Hudson is pitching for the first time in this series. He worked twice in the Tacoma series and got a win. 1-0 with an ERA of 0 and 2 1/3 innings. Allowed two hits. Pitch missing. 2-0 on Smith. Kevin has grounded to third, grounded to short, popped out to right. Tyler Soderstrom and Jonah Bride to follow. Bottom of the 8th, 4-3 Las Vegas. Line drive deep toward the left field corner, hooking, and it is a fair ball. Ball tracked down by DeLuzio. Pedaling into second base is Kevin Smith, and the Aviators are in business in the bottom of the 8th inning.
That's the 8th hit of the year for Smith. That's his 5th for extra bases. It's the first extra base hit that hasn't left the yard. Smith has been really off to a hot start offensively, and we expected nothing less for a guy that was as close to a big league shortstop as you can get behind Nick Allen, who is just a wizard, hard to usurp him, a former top prospect in the A's organization.
There's Soderstrom, 1-for-3. Lefty on lefty gets a breaking ball, rolls it foul, strike one. 0-1, 76 mile an hour hook out of the hand of Brian Hudson. He was in 35 total games in the Cubs organization last year. He added all up, 4-3 with 4 saves, a 3.66 ERA. Held opponents to a 2.29 batting average over 59 innings. And he deals a strike at 87. 0-2. Went to Alton High School in Alton, Illinois. Brian Hudson. Breaking ball sweeps outside at 78. 1-2 on Soderstrom. So that's an important insurance run out there now. Kevin Smith with Las Vegas leading 4-3, bottom of the 8th. Aviators have a right-hander throwing in their bullpen. Here's the 1-2 on the way. Smith off second to pitch. And another breaking ball outside, grabbed on the forehand side by Patrick Mazika. 2-2 now.
There's certainly somebody on top of the mound in the bullpen for the Aviators, but there's nobody catching. He's going through the pitching motion with no ball, and actually as we're looking at him now, heading back down to the bench.
All right, there you go. It looks like they're going to let Garcia, unless something changes, try to close the game out. Question is, what will the score be? We'll find out. Pitch is low. 3-2 on Soderstrom. Soderstrom, a hard single in the 5th inning. He was the last man that Andres faced and just made a nice play on that foul ball off the bat of Ryan Ward, leading off the Oklahoma City 8th inning. 3-2 pitch to Soderstrom. Hudson looks back at Kevin Smith and comes home, and that's strike three call. Took something off at 86, and he got it in there. One out, and Soderstrom unfortunately could not pull the ball, put it into play, and move his man over. That would have been a big help for the Aviators. Now here's Jonah Bride, 0 for 3 in this game, 0 for 7 in the series.
And Hudson, the tall, tall 6'8" left-hander, doesn't translate into a lot of velocity. Strikeout pitch at 89, rather the pitch before, the hardest pitch he's thrown.
Breaking ball for ball one at 77. 1-0 on Jonah Bride, trying to pick up Kevin Smith and cash him in and give the Aviators a little extra elbow room before the ninth inning begins. Six hits for the Aviators, eight for the Dodgers. The pitch. And that one is a fastball that missed outside, 2-0.
Another 89-mile-an-hour heater from the big lefty. Height doesn't always translate into velocity. It sure helps, having long levers and cutting down the distance to the plate in terms of throwing it, but not for Hudson.
2-0. Strike, 2-1. The inside corner to Jonah Bride. Jonah backs out of there.
He does create some deception, though, in his delivery. He's got the obviously long extremities kind of flailing everywhere and almost comes across his body into a right-handed batter like Bride.
Jonah waiting, tightly coiled the pitch, down and in. 3-1. On deck is Cody Thomas. First base is open. One out, bottom of the eighth. The Aviators, since the home run by Brooks, only have the one base runner, and that's Kevin Smith, who's out there now in the eighth inning. Smith runs pretty well. 3-1 on Bride, who steps back in with that silver bat, pounds home plate, winds it around. The stretch by Hudson. A look back at Kevin Smith and the pitch. Rommel on the third baseline, grabbed near the line by Mann, who gets up and throws, and they get him by a step. Good play by Devin Mann, right near the line. Two down, and the batter is Cody Thomas.
That was less of a dive towards the line from Mann, but more of a controlled fall just to try to keep that one from slipping past him. He was shaded pretty close to the bag as well, and the positioning certainly helping. A good, strong throw as one third baseman grounds out to another.
But there you have it. If Soderstrom can move Smith over, chances are the infield is in, unless they want to walk him and go to Cody Thomas. And that ball's going to be most likely in the left field. There's a ball one to Cody Thomas, 1-0. Cody has doubled and scored, flat out, grounded out hard to second when he led off the sixth against Hagemann. Here's the 1-0 on the way. Breaking ball, did he go? Yep, he went. Plate umpire Trevor Donegan showing no hesitation. 1-1.
Right fielder Reed shifted way away from the line. They're playing Thomas to go the other way in the outfield. They're playing him slightly to pull all the way around the infield.
Breeze blowing out to right. Lefty on lefty, the 1-1. Cody takes a breaking ball that drifts in down and away below the kneecaps. 2-1. Looking ahead to the Dodger ninth, they have the 9-1-2 hitters scheduled. Michael Reed, then leadoff man Drew Avens, and Michael Busch. Those first two can really run. Here's the 2-1 pitch. Waved at and missed. That was ball three. Cody trying to make something happen. Curveball at 76. 2-2 now.
Curveball's been a weapon. A couple of swings and misses by Thomas on it during this at bat alone.
Now the look. Smith off the bag. The shortstop Luke Williams is behind him. Here's the 2-2 now. Fastball swung on and tipped into Mazika's mitt. Strike three. The Aviators got a leadoff double by Smith, and they cannot advance him. No runs, one hit, no errors, one left. To the ninth inning. Last chance for the Dodgers. Aviators lead it 4-3.
The world's best pizza, and you made it.
I made it.
But what if no one could taste it because they couldn't find it to order online?
Sad.
Very sad. Luckily, 99.9% reliability from Cox Business Internet does more than help with everyday tasks. It helps connect your business to your customers.
Order up!
So the world's best pizza can finally reach the world. Visit coxbusiness.com for details. All services subject to Cox Business General Terms.
If you're ready to sell your car, AutoNation makes it as easy as A, B, C. A, any AutoNation store. B, bring in your car. C, check on the spot. It doesn't get simpler than that. AutoNation will buy your car, whether you buy ours or not. You'll get a check on the spot in as fast as 30 minutes, so you can turn it into cash now. Sell your car fast at AutoNation. Visit AutoNation.com.
Red Rock Resort and Casino is your Las Vegas Aviators pregame and postgame hangout destination. With a 16-screen movie theater, a 72-lane bowling center, and many award-winning restaurants and bars, you'll find something for everyone to enjoy. Located conveniently next to the Las Vegas ballpark, there's no better place to continue the fun. Red Rock Resort and Casino, a proud partner of the Las Vegas Aviators.
All right. The diminutive right-hander Rico Garcia worked a hitless eighth inning. Now they're going to ask him to close it out. He's trying to save it for Colin Palouse. Garcia walked Ben DeLuzio in the eighth. Everything else was an out, all in the air, two foul outs and a pop fly. Now, Michael Reed, who went by Buddy Reed last year for Las Vegas, is up to open up the ninth inning, 0 for 3 with three strikeouts. Garcia working on Reed, on deck, leadoff man Drew Avens. And the pitch. Fastball down and in at 92. Ball one, it is 1-0. Now the look, and the 1-0. Reed swings at a fastball, tips it into McCann's mitt, and it's a one-ball, one-strike count on Buddy Reed.
Look at the late-inning bullpen options for the Aviators relief corps. Garcia may not be the guy that you would pick out based on the numbers.
There's a strike, 93-mile-an-hour fastball, 1-2.
But with Chad Smith throwing yesterday, Garrett Acton already throwing today, Garcia kind of just the next-man-up mentality. Kind of an unfamiliar spot for him here at the back end of the bullpen.
This will be a 1-2. Garcia throws. That's tipped into the mitt of Kyle McCann, but he cannot hang on to it. The Reed still has a pulse in this at-bat. He just narrowly missed his fourth straight strikeout. Garcia with a new ball. Outfield straight away. Infield pretty much straight up as well. Ball and two strikes. Garcia comes back. Strike three looking on the outside part of the plate at 94. First strikeout for Garcia. Reed 0 for 4. One out for Drew Avens. This also becomes critical for Garcia because we all know now how fast Avens is. And it's a one-run ball game. He's 0 for 2 with a walk, a single and a run scored. And essentially, although he didn't get a stolen base, he ran wild to get that run in the seventh inning and make it a one-run game. Advancing to second on a routine fly to left, something you very rarely see. There's a foul ball back out of play. Fastball at 95, strike one.
I mentioned this is a slightly unfamiliar situation for Rico Garcia. Just three saves in four career opportunities, and all of that coming last year at AAA Norfolk in the Baltimore organization.
And the strike one on the way. Breaking ball just missed low. That was a slider, very close. 84 miles an hour. 1-1 on Avens. Another left-handed batter, Michael Bush, is on deck. Avens singled to left and scored against Garrett Acton in the seventh inning on this run-scoring fly ball by Luke Williams. There's a high foul outside third. Bride over there near the railing, but he's out of real estate. It's the dugout. Kangaroos back in several rows. Fan makes a catch on one hop. Several rows back in there. 1-2. Palouse, Acton, and Garcia. Garcia was a starter early in his professional career, and he got all three of his career saves last year at Norfolk. It was a relatively new role for him. The 1-2 to Drew Avens. Swung on and missed. Strike three. That was a hard slider down and away. Good two-strike pitch. So Avens is out. That means that Michael Bush is up, representing Oklahoma City's last hope. In this game, he has singled and scored, fly to left, singled and fly to left. He has three hits in 13 at-bats in the series. Bush, first career at-bat against Rico Garcia. Two outs, nobody on. Luke Williams on deck. The pitch. Down and away, ball one at 94. Nope, they're going to call it a strike. Begging your pardon. 0-1.
It was a delayed reaction by Trevor Daniger. That's one where you'll see the umpire you know, the old days before ABS, he's going to call it a ball, but ringing in his ear at the last second to ring up a strike.
The 0-1. Slider swung on and missed 0-2. That pitch had good bite to it. Two strikes to count, and the scoreboard says on your feet, and the crowd here, just over 6,800, complying and rising to their feet. 0-2. Garcia tucks in the bill of his cap. Plants his right foot on the rubber. It's the no doubles defense in the outfield. Everybody deeper than usual. Two strikes on Michael Busch. McCann sets up now on the inside. He wants it high, and the pitch is down and away, not where he wanted it. 96. Garcia overthrew the pitch. One ball and two strikes.
You think he was geared up for that with the crowd egging him on? There aren't too many 5'11 right-handers, if that, that can throw 96.
No doubt. Here's the 1-2 on away. Garcia lets it fly. Fastball. That hit him. So now they're one strike away from winning the game. And Busch, of all things, gets hit by a pitch, which gives the number three hitter in the Dodger lineup, a good hitter, Luke Williams, a chance. He has singled and doubled and knocked in a run with a sacrifice fly. Also has a steal. He's 2-for-3, and he has four hits in the series. Busch to first base.
How about that's the first hit batsman for Rico Garcia since 2019. Missed most of the 21 season after undergoing Tommy John surgery, but that's still two-plus seasons between hit batsmen.
Busch, if you're wondering about it, does not have a stolen base this year. And in his career, he only has seven going back to 2019. Short lead for him. Williams swings and fouls a fastball back at 94. Strike one. The Dodgers still in it. And third baseman Bride playing one step into fair territory. He's really guarding that line. Williams. Season average 364. Right-handed batter. Two-tone bat. Waving it around. The stretch by Garcia. Busch at first in the pitch. Breaking ball in low at 82. 1-1. Well, Garcia showing Williams a little different look right there, pulling the string at 82. Busch walks off the bag. First baseman Soderstrom is right next to him, even with the bag. 1-1. Plant umpire Trevor Doniger took the mask off and took a few steps toward the mound, saying something to Rico Garcia. And we have all reset and we're back in. 1-1. Garcia set at the belt again. And the pitch to Luke Williams. Garcia kicks, delivers. Line drive into left field, base hit. Coming over to cut it off is Cody Thomas. On his way to third base is Busch. He'll stop on a double by Williams. Well, when you play toward the line, you do take a risk. Now, if he's not playing on the line, that's a line out, and the Aviators are celebrating. And that's just the way it goes. Second and third, one out for Steven Duggar.
And here comes Brian Corey to have a word with Rico Garcia, and he'll pull in the rest of the infield as well, as this one more so as far as how they want to attack Duggar. You said it, Russ. If Bride is standing where he normally would be, you hate to assume, but that was right to where he was standing the at-bat prior when Busch was hit by the pitch.
So it began with two strikeouts, about as innocently as an inning can begin. Then the Aviators had the Dodgers at match point with two strikes on Busch. And the pitch was down and away for ball one, and the 1-2 pitch hit him. Now Williams, again, a very professional hitter. That's his third hit and his second double. So the tying run is at third and Busch. The go-ahead run is at second and Williams. Corey, the pitching coach, back in the dugout. Steven Duggar, 0-for-3 with a walk and a run scored. 2-for-12 in the series stands in. Line drive into right center for a base hit. Busch scores. Here comes Williams. The throw by Wade is cut off. And the Dodgers take a 5-4 lead in the ninth inning with two outs.
How quickly a game can turn in the top of the ninth inning. Garcia breezing through the first two batters quickly and easily. A hit batsman followed by a double and a two RBI base hit for Duggar. And this game flipped completely on its head.
Now here's Ryan Ward. So the Aviators were hoping to get their first home win, and now they are in trouble. Here's the stretch. Garcia delivers. Swing and a foul tip into the mitt of McCann. Strike one. Duggar obviously geared for a first-pitch fastball, and he didn't miss it. Ward fouled out against Garcia, and a good play by first baseman Soderstrom in the eighth inning. 5-4 Dodgers in the ninth inning now. Swing and a foul at the plate, and it's 0-2. That got a piece of McCann. McCann goes tumbling over in the dirt beyond the right-handed batter's box. And Shane Zadibia coming out of the dugout along with Fran Reardon. He's on all fours.
Yeah, that one got him in an unfortunate spot. You don't normally see catchers react that aggressively, that animated. You've got to be a different type of cat to play behind the plate. You've got to be tough. You've got to be able to put up with a lot. There's certain things that you cannot contain, no matter how hard you try as far as showing the pain.
McCann is standing up. Fran Reardon talking with him, and now they're heading off the field. And he and the head of athletic trainer, Shane Zadibiak. So now 0-2 is the count on Ryan Ward. Yeah, it was a foul tip that bounced once and got him in a bad spot. 0-2.
Something to keep an eye on as well. McCann scheduled to bat third in the bottom of the ninth.
Two strikes the count. Garcia stretches the 0-2 to Ryan Ward. The runner goes. The pitch is a swing and a miss. The inning is over, but the damage with a capital D is done. Oklahoma City down to its final strike. Comes back and gets two runs on two hits. No errors and one left to the bottom of the ninth inning. Dodgers 5, Aviators 4.
If you need to sell your house,
talk to Aaron Taylor.
You want to sell it fast and get the most cash, talk to Aaron Taylor,
the real estate guy.
Hey, Dad, how's the housing market right now?
Well, kid, inventory is dropping and sales are beginning to rise.
Well, that's fantastic to hear. So why should I use the Real Estate Guy team if I want to buy or sell?
Great question, son. We offer zero interest cash advances for all sellers, do all repairs if necessary, and offer free attorney representation on all short sales.
Wow. Sounds like everything the Real Estate Guy does is truly to help their clients.
Well, it sure is. Hey, and don't forget, we buy ugly, ugly, and uglier houses in 5 days or less, always giving our client top dollar.
Yes, we do. We have seen it all. We understand that you may not want anyone else in your home, but you still need to sell. So call Nevada's number one real estate brand,
the Real Estate Guy,
today. 702-310-6683. EXP Realty, license number 388886. Call for details.
Talk to Aaron Taylor,
the Real Estate Guy.
Strike three, yeah!
Are you tired of striking out with copier sales companies? Hit a home run with AIS, proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators. We do more than just sell copiers and printers. We also provide phone systems and IT support. Everything your business needs to grow. We're different. We're local. We listen and we care. All while providing service you'll fall in love with. Let's have a conversation about your business. Call us today at 702-951-4AIS or visit us online at AIS-now.com. Worry less with AIS.
All right, welcome back. Along with Matt Neverett, Russ Langer here. The Aviators have lost four of their first five games. None of them were one of those gut check games until now. And this is a situation where the Aviators do have one more chance. But remember, they open up the eighth inning with a double by Kevin Smith, and they did not advance him. And that's coming back to haunt them now. J.J. Bladé leads off against Brian Hudson, who now has a chance to get a win. Jordan Diaz on deck. Kyle McCann's scheduled to bat third. We'll see if they let him hit or not. Breaking ball down and away, ball one. Bladé, this is key if he can get on. He has single and scored, reached on an error and grounded out, one for three. J.J. hitting 280 on the year. Nobody on, nobody out. Here's the pitch. That sinks in low at 86. 2-0. Bladé backs out of there. Bladé, three home runs. Second on the team to Kevin Smith in home runs. There's a strike at the knees. 2-1. 84 miles an hour. He steered it right in there.
And Russ just taking a glance down towards the first base home side dugout. Nobody really in the on-deck warm-up area. And actually just now emerging is Dermis Garcia. Looks like he potentially could get the third at bat of the inning.
2-1, high fly to left field, shallow. Coming in is Deluzio. He's got all kinds of speed. He runs it down, and there's one out. So they really wanted Bladé to get on, and it just didn't happen. And now Jordan Diaz, who has doubled in two runs and scored in three at bats, and has struck out twice, is coming up. And sure enough, Dermis Garcia has come out on deck with a weighted bat. He'll hit for McCann. And then in the hold at the moment is Trenton Brooks. One out, nobody on, ninth inning. Here's the pitch to Diaz. Right down the center of the plate, strike one, 0-1. Diaz, a very good hitter, off to a 263 start this year. Here's the 0-1. Little squibber up along first. Off the mound is Hudson. He slides and cannot pick it up, and Diaz is safe. First baseman Ward elected to stay near the bag and essentially took himself out of the play. So Brian Hudson, all 6'8", 250 pounds of him, raced over to try to make that play, and he went into a slide and never really picked it up. It's going to be an infield hit.
They're not doing pitchers any favors for the ones that say they can't field their position. That one ruled a base hit for Diaz. You've got 6'8" on the mound and 5'11" at first base. Typically those two reversed, and 6'8" pitcher just quite couldn't get down in time. So now, real big pinch hit opportunity for Dermis Garcia.
Garcia played in game one and was 2-for-5 with a single and an RBI double against closer Wander Suero in the ninth inning. But yesterday, he had his longest day of his career. He was 0-for-4 with 4 strikeouts. Garcia's hitting 263 with one home run that he hit in Reno. Strong right-handed batter. Hudson looks at first in the pitch. Down and in. It skipped in there. Ball one. 1-0. Trenton Brooks getting loose in the on-deck area. He's a left-handed hitter. Diaz at first carries the would-be tying run. Very short lead. First baseman Ward playing directly in front of him. Now he jumps off the bag another foot or so. The 1-0 stretch. Hudson delivers. Garcia hits a soft foul ball outside first. Making the catch is Ward near the coaching box, and there are two outs. Now it's up to Trenton Brooks.
Yeah, the first pinch hit at bat of the year for an Aviator does not end well. And if you're Trenton Brooks, you obviously have to try to stay within yourself, but it's going to take a little bit of an effort to try and extend this game at the very least.
Wind is blowing out to right. Brooks does have a home run in this game. His first of the year, it came leading off the fifth. Flat out to center in the seventh, so he's 1-for-3 in this game. 1-for-6 in the series, hitting 214 on the young season. Lefty on lefty. He's the last hope for the Aviators. Fastball hit in the air to left field. Right there is DeLuzio. He's got it. And the Oklahoma City Dodgers break the hearts of the Aviators on Thursday night here at Las Vegas Ballpark. 5-4 Dodgers win it. Back with the totals after this.
Aviators take on the Salt Lake Bees this week. Tuesday, April 11th, your Aviators transform into Reyes de Plata.
¡Qué bueno!
Wednesday the 12th, it's Bark in the Park. Thursday the 13th, $2 beer night. Friday the 14th, it's free beanie night.
Yeah, that's a home run.
Saturday the 15th, it's free jersey night. And Sunday the 16th, kids can run the bases. Aviators baseball. Free parking, good food, big fun, and great baseball. Get your tickets at aviatorslv.com. Life's just better at Las Vegas Ballpark.
Here's the first customer that bought a car.
The Avendros, that's the first day.
First one out.
No furniture in the building.
Over the last 25 years, Finley Toyota has led the city in new and used car sales. We've had the most victories, the most sponsorships, and we believe the happiest customers. We've made the best memories and lasting friendships from the bottom of our hearts.
We love you, Las Vegas!
It's our 25th anniversary. Come in and see what makes Finley Toyota so special.
STN Sports is the only sports betting app you need this season. STN Sports has it all. In-play betting, mobile parlay cards, the Play Plus card to fund and withdraw from anywhere in Nevada, and the latest lines on every game. STN Sports even lets you earn points for every bet. Safe and easy betting from your phone or tablet. Go to StationCasinoSports.com or sign up at any Station Casino, Wildfire, or the El Cortez. Details available at all sportsbooks.
All right, welcome back. As tough of a loss as you can imagine, and the Aviators were one strike away from winning their first home game of the year, their first home victory of the year, and instead they lose it 5-4 to Oklahoma City, and the Dodgers have now won three in a row in this six-game series. They're now 5-1. They get 5 runs, 10 hits, 2 errors, and they win despite leaving 9 on base. The Aviators are now 1-5 after this very difficult loss. four runs, seven hits, no errors, leaving four. The winning pitch in relief, Brian Hudson, now 2-0. The loss goes to Rico Garcia, who was 0-1 on the year. No home runs for the Dodgers. The Aviators had a solo home run by Trenton Brooks in the fifth, his first of the year. 6,862 paid to see it. 2 hours, 34 minutes on the time. On the postgame show coming up in a few moments, Matt Neverett will do a recap for you. We're going to chat a little bit now before I bid you adieu, and then Matt will have scores for you later on as part of the postgame festivities. But you know, every team, you play 150 games, Matt, you're going to have some tough losses, and you're going to have some dramatic wins. This was a night for Oklahoma City to get one of those big wins, and they really took one away, or some may say they were handed some good fortune, at least, in the ninth inning, but they took advantage. Good teams will take advantage of those opportunities, and they certainly did.
Yeah, you took the words right out of my mouth. This is a well-managed team. Travis Barbary, one of the top managers returning here in the Pacific Coast League, and it's also a very good system. The Dodgers, top to bottom, win at every level, and they find ways to pull out games. This is the fifth win of the year for OKC. It's their fourth by exactly one run. Good teams win one-run games, and we're seeing that a lot from Oklahoma City here this week.
But any team will tell you they'd rather lose by a big margin than have one strike away from a win, especially at home, and have it taken away. That's how it worked out for the Aviators. So tomorrow on fireworks night, there'll be a big crowd out here. The weather has been getting better every day, and it's going to be better yet tomorrow, what the forecasters are telling us. Jack Cushing made one start in Reno. He'll make the start for Las Vegas. And as of the moment, we don't have the announced starter yet for the Oklahoma City Dodgers. So we're going to take a break. And then when we come back, it'll be Matt Never taking the rest of the way on the postgame show. Matt, thanks for your help, especially on the pregame show. And I was down on the field with my son Sammy and wife Courtney as we had a little mini celebration of my 3,000th broadcast tonight. And appreciate all your help. And again, just to reiterate, my thanks to Don Logan and the rest of the front office and the fans, the loyal listeners, that's you, and also the players for providing so many thrills over the course of 3,000 games for yours truly. Matt, thank you again.
Absolutely, Russ, and congratulations once again on 3K.
Thank you a lot. All right, and Matt will have the rest of your postgame show, and a good night from now from yours truly. Be back tomorrow night for Game 4. Stay tuned. Post-game show coming up right away.
Keep your energy going strong with FlexPay from NV Energy. FlexPay helps you flex your budgeting muscles with more ways to pay. Pay in advance or as you go. Pay down past due balances and choose the amounts and dates that work best for you. All without any deposits, credit checks, or late fees. So whether you want more flexibility or are just trying to manage your budget, FlexPay can help keep it in good shape. Learn more and sign up at nvenergy.com/FlexPay.
Here's the first customer that bought a car.
The Avendros, that's the first date.
First one up.
No furniture in the building.
Over the last 25 years, Finley Toyota has led the city in new and used car sales. We've had the most victories, the most sponsorships, and we believe the happiest customers. We've made the best memories and lasting friendships from the bottom of our hearts.
We love you, Las Vegas!
It's our 25th anniversary. Come in and see what makes Finley Toyota so special.
Your Las Vegas Aviators take on the Salt Lake Bees this week. Tuesday, April 11th, your Aviators transform into Reyes de Plata.
¡Qué bueno!
Wednesday the 12th, it's Bark in the Park. Thursday the 13th, $2 beer night. Friday the 14th, it's free beanie night.
Yeah, that's a home run.
Saturday the 15th, it's free jersey night. And Sunday the 16th, kids can run the bases. Aviators baseball. Free parking, good food, big fun, and great baseball. Get your tickets at aviatorslv.com. Life's just better at Las Vegas Ball. Park.
Family owned and operated, Ted Wien's Complete Auto Service has been supporting the Las Vegas Valley and handling all of your Bridgestone and Firestone needs since 1948. Swing on in for a set of innovative Bridgestone or durable, dependable Firestone tires today. We do auto repairs too. No job too big or small. 9 locations throughout the valley. Make an appointment today. Visit us at tedweens.com to find a location near you.
Matt Neverett welcoming you back to Las Vegas Ballpark as we roll on the postgame show following a 5-4 heartbreaking loss for the Aviators, dropping their third straight game to the Oklahoma City Dodgers. Las Vegas drops to 1-5 on the year, still looking for their first home win of the season as Oklahoma City moves to 5-1. And again, as we mentioned at the end of the broadcast, four of those five wins by a single run. That's usually a mark of a well-run ball club. Oklahoma City, 5 runs on 10 hits, 2 errors, and they left 9 men on base, hitting just 2-for-13 with runners in scoring position. And the Aviators in the losing line score 4 runs, 7 hits, no errors, and 4 runners left on base. Both of the final pitchers, the decision going to Hudson, Brian Hudson, 2 scoreless and nearly perfect innings against the Aviators, including a couple of strikeouts. He was the benefactor of Rico Garcia blowing his first save of the year, second blown save of his career. Garcia takes the loss to go to 0-1. Oklahoma City jumped out to a 2-0 lead in the first inning on a 2-out, 2-RBI double by Ryan Ward. Didn't take long for the Aviators to answer. Fast forward to the bottom of the second inning. 3 straight hits to lead it off, including a Cody Thomas double, a J.J. Bleday single, and a 2-RBI base hit for Jordan Diaz, who was on second when the throw from the left fielder Ben DeLuzio snuck past Michael Busch and beyond the first base bag, allowing Diaz to advance to third. He was brought around on a Kyle McCann RBI ground out to second, and after 2 innings, it was a 3-2 lead for the Aviators, advanced to 4-2 thanks to a Trenton Brooks leadoff home run to start the bottom of the 5th inning. But that would be it offensively for the Aviators. Drew Avens scored in the top of the 7th after leading off with a base hit, advancing to second on a flyout by Michael Busch, and then moving to third up on a wild pitch with Luke Williams batting. 2 pitches later, Williams drove him in with a sacrifice fly to left and the backbreaker for Oklahoma City after Michael Busch hit by a pitch with 2 outs following a couple of strikeouts to begin the inning by Rico Garcia. Luke Williams, a double to move him up to third. They were both brought around by a Steven Duggar 2-RBI base hit to the right side. 4 of the 5 runs scored tonight for Oklahoma City came with 2 outs. Colin Palouse, a good start for Las Vegas. He was the pitcher of record up until the very end. Palouse, no decision after 5 innings, allowing 2 runs earned on 6 hits with a couple of walks and 5 strikeouts. 74 pitches, 51 strikes for Palouse. Matt Andries, starter for Oklahoma City, gave up 4 runs, 3 earned on 5 hits over 4 2/3 innings. Didn't walk a batter and struck out 4. So both of the final pitchers get the decision. And the Oklahoma City Dodgers, the benefactor of a 2-run comeback in the top of the 9th inning, walking away with a 5-4 victory as the Aviators still looking for home win number 1, 0-3 here at Las Vegas Ballpark to start the year. When we return on the postgame show, we'll check in on scores around Major League Baseball with a lot of rainouts and a couple more in the PCL with even more rainouts. Go figure, that's the theme of the night here on the postgame show as we roll along. Scores coming up next.
Win prizes with Club Ride when you ride the bus, bike, carpool, walk, or work from home. Club Ride can help you find a better way to work that will save you time and money. Plus, Club Ride gives away hundreds of prizes every month for reporting your work or school trips. Sign up at ClubRideLV.com or download the Club Ride Rewards app and start scoring prizes today. Club Ride is a free service brought to you by the Regional Transportation Commission of Southern Nevada.
At Great Clips, we know you live a full life, which is why we're full of ways to make getting a great haircut easier. With Clip Notes, we save your haircut details so you can get the look you love from the skilled stylists at any Great Clips salon. Plus, with convenient online check-in, you save time too. So even when you're not thinking about your next haircut, we are. And when you choose Great Clips, it's gonna be great. Download our app today. Join a salon team. Visit jobs.greatclips.com.
The word iconic is often overused in the automotive world, but no one could deny the description iconic when talking about the all-new 2023 Range Rover. The redesigned 2023 Range Rover has been elevated to an all-new level of comfort and capability, and for the first time ever, 7-passenger seating is available. Come see for yourself today at Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or online at LRLV.com.
The world's best pizza, and you made it.
I made it.
But what if no one could taste it because they couldn't find it to order online?
Sad.
Very sad. Luckily, 99.9% reliability from Cox Business Internet does more than help with everyday tasks. It helps connect your business to your customers.
Order up!
So the world's best pizza can finally reach the world. Visit coxbusiness.com for details. All services subject to Cox Business General Terms.
We'll be right back. Aviators post-game show rolls along from Las Vegas Ballpark. Matt Never welcoming you back following a 5-4 defeat as the Aviators dropped the third game in a row to the Oklahoma City Dodgers, who played it two runs on a Steven Duggar go-ahead base hit in the top of the ninth. Las Vegas unable to respond in the bottom of the final frame. Checking in on scores from around Major League Baseball, only one game still in progress. It's in Phoenix. The Dodgers leading 5-2 over the Diamondbacks as Arizona bats as we speak in the bottom of the ninth inning. Dustin May in his second start of the year, six strong innings, allowing a run on two hits as the Dodgers looking to advance to 5-2 in their first road game of the year. Everybody else played during the day or was rained out. There were four rainouts today, including the Marlins at the Mets, the Reds at the Phillies, the Yankees at the Orioles, and the Astros at the Twins. The teams that were able to play featured a ton of offense, especially in Chicago. The Giants homer five times and defeat the White Sox 16-6, 13 home runs by the Giants in a three-game series, the most in guaranteed rate field history. The Red Sox double up on the Tigers by a 6-3 final to move to 3-4, first road win of the year for Boston, with Chris Sale earning win number one as the Red Sox win 6-3. The Blue Jays also win 6-3. They were in Kansas City taking on the Royals. Vladimir Guerrero Jr. with his second home run in as many days as Kevin Gausman takes the win to go to 1-1. He is yet to allow an earned run through two starts on the season. The Rockies 1-0 winners over the Nationals in just the 11th 1-0 final in the history of Coors Field. And just for context, there have been 28 20-plus run games in the history of that ballpark. Just 11 1-0 wins in the Rockies. 1-0 shutout victory over the Nationals. And the Braves walking it off over the Padres. Orlando Arcia with an RBI base hit to right center field to give the Bravos a 7-6 win as they advance to 6-1 on the year. The Padres dropping to 3-4 here early on. And around the Pacific Coast League, one game rained out today. Reno at Tacoma postponed. They'll make it up tomorrow. You'll remember yesterday, Round Rock and Sugarland got through 2.5 innings, then were rained out. They finished it today with Sugarland winning 5-2, but the second game that was supposed to be played today rained out in Sugarland. Everybody else final. Everybody else played earlier as well. Salt Lake, a 6-5 road win over Albuquerque to advance to 4-2. And El Paso behind another home run by Fernando Tatis Jr., doubled up, on the Sacramento Rivercaps, a 10-5 final in Sacramento. And here in Las Vegas, a 5-4 defeat for the Aviators, snatching defeat out of the jaws of victory, as they say, a two-run comeback in the top of the ninth inning for the Dodgers, who advanced to 5-1. The Aviators fall to 1-5. When we return for our final segment of the post-game show, we'll give our final thoughts and give you the update on the starting rotation from both sides, previewing tomorrow's matchup. Don't go anywhere. Post-game show concludes next.
Snacks? Fuel? Ice cold drinks? Green Valley Grocery has all your bases covered. With locations across the valley, it's easy to slide in for whatever you need. Green Valley Grocery, proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators.
The Las Vegas Review-Journal is a proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators. You can find all your breaking news, sports, weather, business, and entertainment stories in print and online. Plus, stay informed and on the go with the Review Journal 7-7, a 7-minute newscast from the largest and most trusted news source in Nevada. Find it all at ReviewJournal.com.
Owned and operated, Ted Wien's Complete Auto Service has been supporting the Las Vegas Valley and handling all of your Bridgestone and Firestone needs since 1948. Swing on in for a set of innovative Bridgestone or durable, dependable Firestone tires today. We do auto repairs too. No job too big or small. 9 locations throughout the valley. Make an appointment today. Visit us at tedweens.com to find a location near you.
The word iconic is often overused in the automotive world, but no one could deny the description iconic when talking about the all-new 2023 Range Rover. The redesigned 2023 Range Rover has been elevated to an all-new level of comfort and capability, and for the first time ever, 7-passenger seating is available. Come see for yourself today at Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or online at LRLV.com.
Welcome to Mesquite. Welcome to golf, dining, outdoor recreation, gaming, and fun for the whole family, all in one convenient location. Plan your quick escape at visitmesquite.com.
final time tonight. Welcome back to Las Vegas Ballpark. I'm ever with you for the conclusion of our postgame show following the 5-4 defeat for the Las Vegas Aviators, dropping their third straight game at the hands of the Oklahoma City Dodgers. Well, tomorrow night, Friday fireworks presented by Hyundai Dealers of Las Vegas. It'll be a 7:05 first pitch. Russell take the air at 6:50. Jack Cushing versus left-hander Robbie Erlin, the pitching matchup. Cushing 0-1. Same story for Robbie Erlin, as both pitchers looking to rebound after getting knocked around in their opening outings of the 2023 season. Again, a 7:05 first pitch featuring postgame fireworks brought to you by Hyundai. I will be gone. I am one of the broadcasters for UNLV Baseball. They're taking on the in-state rival Nevada Wolfpack. They won 7-1 tonight. Was happy to be here helping out Russ in the pregame and early parts of this contest as he caught the first pitch for his 3,000th game celebration. But I will be gone tomorrow, back on Saturday, pulling double duty as UNLV plays at noon on Saturday as well. Big thank you to everybody here at Las Vegas Ballpark for one final time, a 7:05 first pitch tomorrow between Jack Cushing and the left-handed veteran Robbie Erlin in the pitching matchup. 6:50 the pregame show right here on Raider Nation Radio, 920 a.m., MILB.TV, Bally's Live, and however, wherever, and whyever you may be tuned in. For Russ Langer, Gary Arlitz, and everybody else here at the Las Vegas Aviators, I'm Matt Neverett saying thank you for tuning in. And one final time from Las Vegas Ballpark. So long.
You've been listening to Las Vegas Aviators Baseball on AM 920 Raider Nation Radio. Brought to you by VisitLaughlin.com, Laborers 872, Pulte Homes, America First Credit Union, Valley Health System, STN Sports, and Credit One Bank, the official credit card of the Las Vegas Aviators. Thanks for listening to Las Vegas Aviators Baseball on AM 920 Raider Nation Radio.
The Las Vegas Aviators are landing in your ears on Raider Nation Radio 920 AM, KRLB Las Vegas. Your afternoon Raiders fix with your boy Q on Unnecessary Roughness from 2 to 5 on Raider Nation Radio 920 AM, KRLB Las Vegas.
5-1, they do bring in, shocker, the number one recruiting class into this upcoming season. Then there's Ohio State. There's going to be a quarterback battle to replace the outgoing C.J. Stroud. Devin Brown and Kyle McCord set to battle for that spot as Ohio State is third on the odds board at plus 750. Then there's Michigan trying to three-peat as Big Ten champions. They've lost in the college football playoff each of the last two seasons. The Wolverines sit at 10-1, while USC brings back Heisman Trophy winner Caleb Williams.
For the latest odds, injury reports, and betting splits, go to VSiN.com.
BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks, unleashes the spirit of Las Vegas with BetMGM Rewards. Every time you make a wager at BetMGM, you can earn BetMGM reward points that you can redeem for online bonus credits like bonus bets and bonus insurance tokens. Planning on a trip to Vegas? You can also convert your BetMGM points into MGM reward points that you can use towards dining, shows, and hotel rooms at over 20 MGM Resorts properties located on the Las Vegas Strip and nationwide. Sign up with BetMGM or log on today and get an even bigger piece of the action with BetMGM Rewards. Eligibility restrictions apply. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly and offer resources to help you make appropriate choices. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years of age or older to wager. New and existing customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem?
This is VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
This is the Greg Peterson Experience.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals. He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr.
On VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Again, hour number two of the GPE. I'm Jeff Parles. Greg Peterson on the hunt for some minions this weekend. So I'm in for Greg here today. He's enjoying himself in Southern California, but he's missing out because the guys from the Sports Gambling Podcast had the tough go of it of having to do their show from Stadium Swim. What a tough draw for you guys.
The sunscreen was flowing, feeling good. I will say, as an older gentleman, at some point the baselines can get a little repetitive, but Yeah, I mean, tough place to do a show, right?
No, look, the toughest of all things. Ryan Kramer, Sean Green on the far end of the desk. Fellas, it is awesome to have you guys in the studio.
Yeah, awesome, awesome to hang out all day. Stadium Swim. I was popping in and out, rocking my Masters green jacket. Which, again, it is a very much like every dude that's there to hang out is like, oh, awesome jacket. And then just any woman just looks at me like, wait, why are you wearing a dress coat at Stadium Swim? I'm like, you know, it's a bid. And, I won the, you know, the Masters. They're not as appreciative. But, no, it's been awesome and a ton of fun. Great place to post up for a day.
Hey, look, there are worse places to watch the first round of the Masters. I'll say
oh,
that.
Yeah.
But, guys, just going through the first day, I know you were talking about it earlier. You guys loaded up on Quinnipiac tonight to make some pack. Sean Raggio, one of our PAs, very happy with that.
Yes.
But what are your guys' thoughts? First day of the Masters here with a three-way tie at the top.
They're good. Like, the guy, the chalk hits. Like,
yeah.
All week we hear, you know, the chalk hits. The top three guys have this massive win equity. And guess what? The top of the board is mostly littered with guys who look like they should be there. Of course, a little sad that I wasn't invested in Brooks Koepka, big Brooks guy. But, yeah, I mean, the weather was great, so it was good to see the scores low. And yeah, like, it looks like it's going to become mayhem as we get to the weekend. But, you know, solid top of the board, certainly littered with the good names.
No, I mean, to me, Rahm was super surprising. Not that he's in the leaderboard, but the way he started out with the double bogey early on, and then to go on a -9 run after a double bogey is just so impressive. And then Koepka, I'm like Kramer, I'm kicking myself because, you know, the weeks leading up to the Masters, I'm on my Circa app, I'm looking at the prices, and I go, oh, 100-1, I can't wait to get out to Vegas and bet it, 100-1, 100-1, and then we finally get out here for the Masters, he's down to 35-1, I'm like, no value, I don't want any part of it. Meanwhile, hitting a 35-1 would still be pretty good, obviously a lot of golf left, but I guess I'm kicking myself for overthinking.